defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, on this very day, the ninth day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time standing now at exactly 1 minute past 7 p.m. in the evening here in London in the studios of Radio Biafra. We welcome you all over the world, regardless of your situation. Regardless of your position, we must continue to do what we are doing before heaven and before mankind on earth, that this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We do so by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved, our blessed Biafrans in the Far Eastern part of the world. This family of Biafrans are getting stronger by the day. And I must mention those of them in Japan. The Japan family is now becoming as strong as we want them to be. Very soon we can describe them as being formidable. But with the work we have seen them do over the weekend, with the work they continue to do with the capture of Tokyo, Biafrans in Japan have captured Tokyo, with the work our Asia rep is doing in Lebedim from day one. When I met him, when I saw him, I have never been in any doubt as to his authenticity, his devotion, his credibility, his submission to the will of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama to serve his country. We are stronger by the day, because the enemies of Biafra are helping us and weeding out the weak ones amongst us. They are helping us to identify saboteurs of the future. And we are grateful to them for the work they are doing. We are very, very grateful. The more they do their work, the more stronger this family becomes. And that is why I am grateful to all the continental representatives, the devotion of our coordinator, of every coordinator on the planet, and also the head of the Directorate of State. We are having a meeting in Barcelona in the next few days that will redefine and restructure our movement and position it for the tasks and the battles ahead. We must remind you that it is your duty, your obligation, to ensure you support the work that we are doing, because this takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of resources. Every help you can forward towards our direction will be most welcome. There is nothing we said we are going to do we have not done. Those of them working for Rocha Sokorocha, the enemies of Biafra, they would want us to identify where our soldiers are training. They want us to tell them how many bullets we've got. They want to know how many guns we have. They want to know where our transmitter is, rather. They want to know all our plans so they can go and tell Rocha Sokoracha, their master, who will in turn tell Boko Haram. And they will destroy it the same way they destroyed our cenotaph. Therefore, they can ask from now till high heavens, we are not going to tell them anything at all. We don't want them to know. But very soon, when they turn on their radio, they will be able to hear Radio Biafra. It's as simple as that. We welcome you wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing. That if you go to satellite, we are there. If you go to www.radiobiafra, we are also there. Radio Biafra is listened to across the entirety, across all the surface of this very planet Earth. If you have any internet-enabled device, if you have anything at all with which you can listen to Radio Biafra, lo and behold, you must be able to hear our voice this evening. We are the largest of its kind anywhere in the world. Our Facebook group speaks volumes. We are now chasing 500,000 people, which is something unprecedented, unheard of. To allow nearly 500,000 people to identify with Biafra tells you all you need to know. People can try to emulate us. They may try to sound like us. They may try to inbox you. They may try to convince you the weak ones are being weeded out by these evil men. You go and join them and you perish with them. Nobody should come back to us to ask us for anything else, but I must make one thing very clear. Anybody who attends any meeting anywhere else not convened by the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, registered and recognized by the United Nations, the ones making all the diplomatic offensive, we are the ones with the numbers both on the ground back home. In over 88 countries of the world, you are on your own. You are working with Rocha Sokrocha, therefore you're an enemy of the people. You will be marked down for destruction and you will be destroyed. Nobody will attend any meeting anywhere, and that is final. We don't deal with traitors. We don't deal with hungry men who, rather than devote themselves to their country, are scavenging about looking for politicians to feed them when they have been in Europe for very many years. We don't deal with such people. We cannot deal with people that only one zone in Ivory Coast is bigger than them. One zone in Ivory Coast. I did not say anywhere in the Western world. Our one zone only in Abidjan, not even the main group. I said a zone is greater than them. Four or five people cannot gather together and tell us what to do. That is rubbish. Absolute nonsense. That there is no audio coming from this. And now it is coming. Please do bear with us. Sometimes our systems can be slightly temperamental, but we are in absolute and total control. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Because you support Radio Biafra, we will be on air every morning, every evening. Because you give us your undivided attention and loyalty, that is why we will serve you with all that we are. That is why we will sacrifice absolutely everything, not minding the consequences, not being mindful of our own well-being or safety, as long as the issue pertains to Biafra. We must serve you. That is why we are here. That is why this work must be done. The enemies of Biafra will try to crash our websites. The enemies of Biafra will try to stop what we are doing. They can even set up their own Biafra group. These people do not understand what they are in for. They think that we are here to joke. They think we are here to play. They are in for the shock. We commend our brother who publicly disowned the Zoological Republic by burning his passport. We respect him for that. It is there. If you go to Facebook, it is right there on my... It was circulated this morning and we had to lend credence to it. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. Our work continues because nobody is capable of stopping us. Only Chukwu Abiama that sent us is capable of doing so. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. Always ask those around you to go and tweet. Before you will ask them to go and listen to Radio Biafra, today is our Tweet Tuesday. In Los Angeles, this very time, it is nearly past 11 a.m. in the morning, and they are still tweeting. You must continue to tweet until you run out of handles to send your messages to. You must continue to tweet because it is your right and your duty to do so as a Biafran. We must help to make sure that our people in Malaysia, especially, that the molestation, the degradation, that the subjugation of these people must come to an end. That is why we must say that they are part of this very glorious family worldwide. That is why we must bring all our might, all our power, all that we are, all that we know, all that we can muster to bear on the government of Malaysia to let the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, free. We are the children of God, the chosen race of God, which is why everybody hates us. Therefore, if you find yourself working for Biafra and those around you hate you, it is because you're doing something right. That is the way it is. We are surrounded by enemies as Biafrans. We are despised and hated by everybody we come into contact with, not because we are evil or because we are bad. It is because God loves us, has decided to shower his blessings upon his own children. Therefore, wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we must continue the propagation of this very gospel that will restore his own kingdom upon the face of the earth. In truth and honesty, we are incorruptible. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. But because black people in Africa are corruptible, because black people cannot understand how somebody can be whiter than white and whiter than snow, they cannot comprehend it. If you look at the tricolor, if you look at the rising sun that graces that very tricolor that will ensure our liberation, you will see that we bring light where there is darkness. And darkness could not comprehend light. That is why they despise us. Darkness could not comprehend light. That is why they hate us. Therefore, wherever people are congregating, listening to Radio Biafra, we are bringing light into your lives. People that work for Satan, that work for darkness, cannot comprehend this light. Therefore, they are confused. Therefore, they are enraged. Therefore, they want to pull down what has been built by Chukwuebuma himself. And that is why they will fail. That is why they can never be like us. That is why in a billion years, they can pretend they want to sound like us. That is why Chukwuebuma did not call them. That is why they can never be blessed by God, I tell them. Never, ever, ever. The kingdom of the Most High God is not meant for men who are duplicitous, men with Yoruba character in them, men that tell you one thing in the morning, in the afternoon they change, men who cannot stand the heat, men who are faceless, men who has never taken the fight to the zoo before, men who always play it safe. Here we don't know anything about safety. Here Biafra is paramount. We put Biafra first. All that we are is secondary, relegated to every conceivable and imaginable insignificance, because here Biafra is indeed paramount, because Chukwuebuma is God. Chukwuebuma is God. That is why we worship him. That is why all that we are, all we are about to become, everything that we could conceivably be, we offer in absolute submission to the grace of the Almighty God in heaven that determined that we should come, because only he is worthy of praise. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwuebuma, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is my joy, my unique privilege, I consider it an honor to be able to serve the chosen children of the Most High God, Chukwuebuma. These children are Biafrans, and wherever they are, I will serve them till the day I die, because there is nothing far more rewarding, there is nothing greater than to serve this wonderful group of people, not those of them that answer or bear our names, not those that walk about and say they are Igbo, not those that run around and join Ohanaeze, not those that work with APC, Rocha, Sokorocha, not the vagabond Biafrans who claim they love their country but they work with Hausa-inspired Igbo politicians. Those people are the kingdom of hellfire made for. They will go and meet Lucifer very, very soon. It's as simple as that. There is no need responding to fools who cannot afford their flight ticket to attend the meeting that they themselves called. Anybody attending any meeting not convened by the indigenous people of Biafra, that person is a traitor to the people, that person is an enemy of the people, and that person will face the wrath and the consequences from the people. There will be no forgiveness. God is my witness. We fight to the death, we fight to the finish. There will be no forgiveness. There will be no mercy. These people are worse than Ifajuna. They are worse than Wazrike. We must confront them. We must crush them. I did not say defeat them. We must crush them into the ground, them and their liars and deceiving mouths that they possess. They are about to find out in a very horrible way how formidable we are. Nobody will attend any meeting anywhere. We said so, and they are about to find out that we mean business. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. wherever you are, we run an interactive, open, live session to the hearing of the world. If you receive any call, not from a coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra, they have been sent by Rocha Sokorocha, by APC Boko Haram, to get your soul. The same way that Lucifer is walking about, looking for gullible souls to deceive and to confuse. If you find yourself, or if you are unfortunate enough, as one or two of you have fallen foul of, if you're unfortunate enough to fall into their trap, then may Satan help you, because God will no longer be able to save you. You are now firmly in the camp of Rocha Sokorocha. Rocha Sokorocha have Islamized Imo State. These are hungry Igbo men who are abroad looking for money, scavenging for something to eat. If a Hausa person calls them, they will go. They will sell you, they will betray you, and you will die in the process. Therefore, there will be no meeting anywhere called by anybody. The only meeting we are attending is that called by the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, in over 88 countries and counting. Exceptionally formidable, we tell them. Our plans we cannot reveal to these Rocha Sokorocha Biafrans. We don't want anything to do with them. They are dead, they are buried, they are finished. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue this evening. We will first of all bring our news headlines, and then after that, our news analysis. Let's put it that way. Before we open the lines for you, that we may be able to take your calls. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law was with me in the morning. I also expect the barrister to join me this very fine evening. And when the barrister is able to do so, I will not hesitate. In fact, I will consider it a pleasure to bring him to you. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is a very kind man. He's a good man. And above all, barrister is a Biafran. Always a pleasure, always an honor, always a privilege to serve with him. We continue to do our work. This work is ceaseless. This work is ongoing. This work is ordained by God himself. That is why anywhere we go, we flourish. That is where anywhere, any land upon this earth, lucky enough to receive this very gospel, it flourishes. That is why we travel the way we do. People come and they say that are Christians, I believe in St. Paul, I believe in Luke, I believe in the apostles, all that rubbish, but the apostles had to travel to propagate the message. Why is it that when we travel, they have concern with it? Because they know that wherever we go to, wherever we plant this very seed, it is germinating. That is why Biafra is all over the world. Because of what we do. Because of what we are capable of doing. Enemies want to set the pace of our progress, and we have identified them. We have said no. We continue to propagate this message. We continue to preach it in any country on this very earth that wants to receive the blessings of Biafra. We go and we preach it. We can never be dictated to by those of them who has fallen from grace and will remain where they are. It is therefore my pleasure to please allow very graciously the voice of Barrister Mamezu to be heard by the entirety of humanity via this very platform that never ceases to come to you morning and every evening. Please, dear barrister, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Our people are waiting. They are listening. This is their radio station, and they also wish to hear from you. Please, if you can go ahead, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are congregating, wherever you are trying to converge for PM edition. We always appreciate your listenership. We encourage you all the time. We thank you in the same token for all your assistance, for all the support you give to Radio Biafra and to the entire people of Biafra. We appreciate you on a daily basis as we bring out this good news to you. Some of you, of course, it may not be good news because they are destroying Biafrans. All we do here is to bring about the restoration of Biafra. And then the accompanying news that will let you know to see for yourself what is happening in the zoo. For some of our people who do not still understand that Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are clean up, and these are the people you are collecting money from to betray your people. What a shame that all these are people. It seems to me you don't have any emotional attachment to yourself. You don't have any feeling. You have no shame that House of Lenny Boko Haram will kill you. They will give you money to keep quiet so that you don't complain. What a shame. This is what we call travesty of justice. Our people are keeping quiet because they are receiving bribe. Akonkowa, money for this world that will eventually leave you. What a shame. I spoke yesterday. Leave an evil path and follow the right one. So that Chukwa Biama may look into your case. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, please do not forget the protocol. Once you are called upon, do not forget to turn off your listening devices. Here, we are professional and we expect our followers to be so. Because we've been on air for a very long time. We teach, we learn, we re-educate. We tell our people how life is supposed to be, how it ought to be, and how it was before the destruction and before this amalgamation that has put our people into killings, into maiming, into destroying, into humiliating our men, women, young, child, and old. We don't want this anymore. That's why Radio Biafra is here. We preach this on a daily basis, and I tell you this, we are not tired. In as much as we like to think otherwise, we cannot. We will not until Biafra is restored. Director, I'm standing by, of course, for the news.
You will stand by. That is the voice of the barrister, the very eminent barrister, not only at law, Barrister Mamezu. A very kind Biafran, a very brave one, but above all, a very good man. Always a pleasure to serve our people beside him. This... the news headlines this very evening, the evening of the 9th of September in the year of our Lord 2014, Imo State University PRO abducted. That is why blessing will always come to those of them who not only listen to Radio Biafra but heed our call, who take very seriously the issues and the points we raise on this very glorious platform in order that Biafra may come. Not too long ago, a few days ago as a matter of fact, I did reiterate a broadcast we made sometime last year or nearly 2 years ago that this spate of kidnappings happening and our people keeps pretending it is not going on will affect everybody someday. Fortunately for us, the man who brought in kidnapping into our land, Rafael Ifajuno Wazurike, is now running from his own shadows, and his destruction is coming very, very shortly. His complete and total demise is coming very shortly. Nobody will touch him. He will die on his own. The effect of what Wazurike brought has now affected another family. That family is the family of the PRO of Imo State University, who has been abducted by kidnappers. At least, Rafael Ifajuno Wazurike can go forth and say, I achieved something with Biafra. I gave them kidnapping. If not for any other thing he would remember by, at least for giving us kidnapping and kidnappers. And ever since, Unumaninihojo Wafonali Bogomenane, Emota Ihojo na Masianye Bodyuku, to learn evil is so easy for an average Igbo person. Ihojo Ashebi. Kneeling down in front of a Yoruba pastor. Satanic acts, which we have imbibed into our tradition and way of life. Rather very sad, rather very regrettable. Very, very demoralizing. But we continue. This is Radio Biafra. Imo State University PRO abducted. Boko Haram, Boronu NBA split over call for Sheriff Ihejirika probe. I have lamented, I will keep lamenting. I don't know why the name of Ihejirika keeps coming up in the Yoruba. Unu hapuanyaka, Yorubas must leave us alone. Ihejirika was never mentioned. Why are you mentioning Ihejirika in the same breath as Boko Haram? This type of thing defeats me. It is inconceivable. No Igbo man can be a terrorist. It is unthinkable. It is unfathomable. It can never happen. Can never happen. Why are they still mentioning Ihejirika in the same breath as Boko Haram? Igbo Haneze, the Igbo youth, said they will do something and we are waiting. Ihejirika is still being mentioned. That is the most annoying thing about it. 10 verses from the Quran that prove that ISIS and Boko Haram truly follow Islam. Proof. We don't believe in conjecture. We don't believe in theoretical postulates. We don't believe in making things up. Here we prove them to you. When I said that we are descended from heaven, the children of God, I had to dig deep to go and prove it. Scientifically, I don't believe in fairy tales. I asked for the name of River Niger. I have the absolute name of River Niger. But I want to know those who can give it to us. Please, River Niger, very, very important. What is the real name of River Niger? Before they turned it to Niger, the Niger River, the river that flows through the continent of that is Africa. Before they came, before Mungo Park, before Landa Brothers came, all these people, before they came, what was the name of that beautiful, massive river? I will give you a clue. Ogbaru features in it as well. Is that very beautiful river, what is the name of it? The oil river itself. The river that flows with oil. Not just water, with oil. 10 verses from the Quran that prove that ISIS, Boko Haram truly follows Islam. Over 4 million northerners displaced according to Kwakwanso. 4 million Hausa Fulani people, murderers and killers, Almajiris. Most of them are Maitasine people. Most of them are Janjaweed. These are the people that were hell-bent on killing we Biafrans. They've been killing us since 1945. That was when the British gave them the go-ahead to start the killing. And they've been killing us till today. Today, 4 million of them have been displaced. They are finished. If you think what is happening to Hausa Fulani people are bad, wait for Yoruba's punishment. Oh my God in heaven. Yoruba? Okay. You will see. The Australian negotiator Jonathan owes Nigerians explanations according to the those that own the zoo. You know that before, you know, Britain was like an absentee landlord. When they took over the property today called the real estate called the zoo from them, America asked Britain and European powers after the Second World War to disengage, to get away from colonizing people. They agreed. Then they started their quiet withdrawal from these zones. America kept putting pressure on them to withdraw. Then America was living up to its creed as a land of the free. Of course, it was white people in charge, so that shouldn't surprise anybody. Now that a black man is there, even black people in Africa cannot get ordinary drug to treat Ebola, but that's life for you. When white men were in the White House, they instructed the British people to disengage from all colonies that they owned, including those they occupied in Africa. The British obliged. But before the British left, they had to hand over the keys to somebody in order to look after some of the criminal things they left behind. The keys were handed over to Hausa people. They metamorphosed into the Northern Elders Forum or Arewa Consultative Forum. They say they are against Jonathan in the open. These are people that believe in democracy. These are the people that said that whatever they write in the constitution or whatever they wrote in the constitution should prevail. Constitution written by a Hausa man, Abdul Salami Abubakar. But today, a part of the country who are Muslims are coming out openly to say, we are against a Christian president for Nigeria. One thing these northerners do not understand is this. When you people were in charge, ruling everybody, governing everybody, did elders from Biafra land rise up to say they don't want you there? Of course, Yorubas can't say anything because they're naturally cowards. They can't say anything. Did anybody rise up to say to you, rulers of the zoo, of the monkeys in the zoo, did anybody say to you, we don't support you anymore? Even Abacha got the right to come in as an elected president. But that goes to show the mindset of Islam. That is the way they are. Hausa Fulani, you stay with them and you perish. Soldiers and residents are running from Boko Haram as the terrorists now approach Maiduguri. This is as you have the chief of defense staff, the chief of naval staff, the chief of aeroplane staff, the chief of upstairs staff, the chief of market staff. Every staff is there. Yet town after town is falling to Boko Haram. Why is that the case? It is the case because the zoo is dead. They don't have any fighting force. The sooner you give us the weapons, people must understand, all these people that were sent by Okorocha, Ruchas Okorocha, that belong to a particular group, I don't even want to mention their useless name. That means nothing. Can you see that the closer we are getting to activating properly the phase two, the more desperate they get? Have you noticed it? They want to stop you from getting Biafra, but you don't know it, do you? Therefore, if you fall for their scam, their telephone copying, telephone tapping scam, or you receive their inbox, may God help, or may Satan help you, because you'll be out of the reach of the mercy of God. Nobody attends any meeting. You attend the meeting, you are an enemy of the people, and you're out, and you're out completely. They understand it very well. There is no forgiveness. None whatsoever. These are people raised by Okorocha. You want me to work with them? You must be mad and out of your mind. This is Nobrigi. To look at me and think I'll work with Okorocha. You must be insane. Insane. You must be mad and out of your mind. Soldiers and residents flee as Boko Haram terrorists approach Maiduguri. Hausa Fulani, it is everywhere. Hausa Fulani people are killing us and they want to implicate Ihejirika in it. How clever. This is Hausa sense. As the barrister would say, they don't really know anything. Honestly, they don't. You know, where a palpable anxiety has gripped the management and staff of Imo State University, IMSU, Owerri, following the reported abduction of the institution's public relations officer, Professor or PRO Nzeraf Njokobi last Sunday. Vanguard gathered that unidentified armed hoodlums scaled through the perimeter fence of Njokobi's private residence in Owala Orata, in Owerri North local government area of the state. The abductor struck at about 2 a.m. shot sporadically to scare people away from the scene before whisking their hapless victim away to an unknown destination. While the ugly incident has become a source of worry to Owala people, it was equally gathered that the IMSU community was also rattled when Vanguard correspondent visited the institution. Some staff of the institution who spoke on strict grounds of anonymity claimed that they had heard the rumor of the PRO's kidnap, adding that they could not say with finality if it is true or not. As at the same time of going to press, neither the kidnapped IMSU PRO nor the hoodlums had made any contact with the immediate members of the Njokobi family. When contacted, police public relations officer PPRO Mr. Andrew Amwaram said he was yet to get the report. The report of the incident has not been brought to my knowledge. Honestly, I have not received any signal, but I must tell you that the state police command is ever ready to protect life and property in this state. Sounding like a Yoruba man now. As things are happening, people are being abducted. He's saying that the police are now ready to protect lives and properties. God, black people in Africa. Black. The Nigerian Bar Association, NBA, in Borno has been divided over call by its chairman for the probe of the former governor of Borno State, Senator Ali Modu Sherif, and former chief of army staff, Lieutenant General Azubik Ihejirika, for alleged sponsorship of Boko Haram insurgents. The Maiduguri branch chairman of the association, Abdul Wasiu Alpha, had last Friday, during a press conference, urged the Zoo government to probe Sherif and Ihejirika for alleged complicity in the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. My God in heaven. Oh God in heaven. Do you see how we are coming to the defense of our people who are being killed in Malaysia? All the so-called Nzuko Ndị Igbo, Njikota Aka Ndị Igbo, Izmuchi Ndị Igbo, Igbama Ndị Igbo, Otu Ndị Igbo, Imegide Mmadụ Ibe Ha. They are all over the world. They cannot come together to bring any concerted effort on that government to prevail upon Hausa Fulani people to stop mentioning Ihejirika's name on Abamara. When they mention Ihejirika and Boko Haram, I want to go mad. How dare Hausa Fulani people mention a Biafran in the same breath as Boko Haram? It is inconceivable. It is not in our nature. We are not that way and can never be. I don't like Ihejirika because he serves the Zoo Army. I don't know who he is and I don't want to know. I never even want to see him in this life. But for goodness sake, Ihejirika can never support a terrorist movement. Ihejirika cannot even support Biafra agitation, talk less of supporting Boko Haram. Ihejirika fought Boko Haram. Boko Haram or their sponsors mentioned Ihejirika's name because he was the one that fought them. He was the one that killed them. That is why they mentioned his name. But useless, hopeless Igbo men. When I say I hate the word Igbo, people don't understand. Don't say it here now. Ihejirika is now being toyed about with. Do you think that will happen? They are looking at Buhari. Buhari is the chief sponsor, but because Buhari has over 3 million... What is 3... What am I talking? Okay, nonsense. What is 3 million? Over $3 billion in British bank accounts. 3 billion. That is why nobody mentions him. There is a BBC flagship program called Panorama. They do investigative journalism work. Why Panorama have not spent time unveiling the sponsors of Boko Haram, I don't know, because they know they are all Hausa Fulani people. And the British government will not allow them to air the program because they have a huge amount of money in British banks. That is how they manage to pay single parents' child benefit from interest accruing from money stolen from Africa. We continue. The Maiduguri branch chairman is Mr. Juan Abdul Wasiu Alpha. He mentioned the Ihejirika's name. Ndi Igbo ke bunu no. I thought you people said you're somebody. In Akpari anyi, you insult Igbos. Osi etigo nu. Ihejirika is under siege. Osi etigo. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ndi Igbo ndi ara. We continue. They maintain that the statement credited to the chairman was a personal opinion and has not followed laid down procedures for issuing such strong pronouncements on national issues by the association. Amazing. Anyway, we continue. Muslims around the world, along with the U.S. President Barack Obama, have denounced ISIS, saying that their actions do not define Islam and are wholly against the Quran. But verses straight from the same book, both moderate Muslims and ISIS insurgents reference show that the savages are not misinterpreting the Apostle Muhammad after all. David Woods of answeringmuslims.com dedicates his time to studying the Quran and Hadith, Muhammad's quotes and biography. Now he has compiled a list of 10 scriptures to expose the hypocrisy of the moderate Muslim, proving that ISIS is the true example of devout Islamists. 10. Muslim must hate non-believers. This is in Quran, I think it's chapter 3, verse 32. Obey Allah and the messenger, which is Muhammad. But if they turn away, then indeed Allah does not love the disbelievers. Muslims must discriminate against unbelievers. That is number 9. According to Quran 48:29, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are forceful against disbelievers, merciful amongst themselves. Muslims can rape women so long as they take them as wives or slaves. Quran 4:24, and also prohibited to you are all married women except those your right hand possess. This is exactly what they're doing to the wives of the MS. You know, they went to the harem. People don't know what is happening in the zoo. You know, the MS in the north, they have harem where they keep women. They put wall around them. When people come to do census, they say, oh no, don't go there. They ask them, how many people are there? They say, oh, it is 5,000. Only maybe 16 or 18 women to one MS in a harem. Boko Haram came there and took it over, took over their wives, and they're crying. How can you touch the wives of MN? Only one person, only one human being, they have harem. That is why they want Nigeria to be one. How do you keep all those women and send them to Dubai for shopping? How do you keep all of them and send them to Saudi Arabia every blessed year? How do you keep all of them and make sure that they go to Malaysia and have fun? Through oil money now from Biafra land. How else can they get the money? That's how they do it now. So when you see MA on TV, the MA of Bandu, the MA of Buzo, the MA of this, that is your money you're looking at. Money coming from Biafra land. Because the MA's emirate is only sand. That is all they have now. Sand and house fly, that is the only thing they have in the north. What else do they have? Can somebody tell me what they have? Some idiots will say tomatoes. But that is the mindset of a black man from Africa. Tomatoes and onions. Osuya. We continue. Number 7 says, Muslims must persecute those who are against the establishment of an Islamic state. Quran 5:33. Indeed, the penalty for those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and strive upon earth to cause corruption is none but that they be killed or crucified, or that their hands and feet be cut off from the opposite sides, or that they be exiled from the land. That is, for them a disgrace in this world, and for them in the hereafter is a great punishment. In other words, ISIS can cut off the head, cut off the hand, cut off the feet. It's all part of Islam. It's in, it's in the Quran. Very live and direct. And I warn them. Very clear what they said. You can kill. You can despise. You can maim. You can slaughter. I now know the reason why Roman Catholicism can never criticize Islam. Do you know? Have you heard the Pope come out to criticize Islam? The answer is no. Do you know why? It's because Roman Catholic Church helped in the setting up of Islam. The first wife of Prophet Muhammad was a Roman Catholic nun. I repeat what I said, so you can go and do your research very well. This is not the night for it. I will deliver this very lecture on a day and time of my choosing. I repeat, what the Knight Templars found at the Temple of Jerusalem when they went there to try to confront the Islamic jihadists that had then built the Alaska Mosque and the Dome on the Mound, the second holiest, or is it the third holiest place in Islamic world, they discovered to their surprise that the establishment of Islam was aided and abetted by the Pope. Roman Catholics, Roman Catholicism established Islam. I hope it's very clear. That is why the Pope can never criticize Islam. Never. Instead, they criticize Israel. They say what Israel is doing in Gaza is bad. Yes. Have you ever heard the Pope before criticize Islam? The answer is no. What I'm giving to you are facts. And I'm accurate. They are facts. F-A-C-T. Fact. Or the plural, if you add S to it. F-A-C-T-S. Facts. Go and find out, because when the Knights Templars, the people that discovered modern day banking, traveled to Jerusalem, they discovered something, came back to Europe and blackmailed the Pope with it. The Roman Catholic Church could not say anything. The Pope's hands were tied. He could not stop the rise of the power of the Knights Templars. One very fateful Friday the 13th, he ordered for all the knights in Europe to be slaughtered. The reason is that Roman Catholicism, Roman Catholic Church, established Islam. Do you know why? Because they wanted to take Jerusalem. Everybody knew that Jerusalem was a holy place. The Holy See in Rome wanted Jerusalem. Rome was not holy enough. They wanted Jerusalem. And they had to raise Arabs to try and do the very dirty work for them. Ask them, why is it that the first wife of Muhammad is a Roman Catholic nun? All the people that got together with Muhammad to start his mission were all Catholic converts, Arab Catholic converts. Go and ask. Go and do your research. It is very clear, very apparent. That is why Roman Catholicism will never be against Islam. Never. That is why all of you going to Catholic churches in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, if you're in the zoo going to Catholic church, the Pope can never speak. And yet you give your tithe and offering in Roman Catholic Church while we are here suffering and dying to serve you. DCOG. Anyway, we'll continue. Oh God. Muslims must slaughter anyone who won't convert to Islam. Quran 9:5. And when the sacred months have passed, they kill the polytheists. Wherever you find them, Buoha, kill them off, wherever you find them. Can we continue reading this? The answer is no. Islam says you should be killed. Therefore, what ISIS, what Boko Haram is doing is fine. By this year now, it's in the Quran. Can you stop them? What is moderate about religion? That is murderous. Moderate. Moderate what? It's either you're good or you're bad. You are either evil or you are good. Not moderate and unmoderate. It's like alcohol. How many glasses can get you drunk or tipsy? Is it? It depends on the people. Therefore, if you abstain, you abstain. Don't drink and drive, as they say. You say a drink in moderation. Moderation means what? Kano State Governor Dr. Rabiu Kwankwanso has lamented that over 4 million animals from the northern part of the zoo, they are called Nigerians, northern Nigerians, animals and the sassafras-infested people have been displaced because of the security challenges facing the region. Speaking at the inauguration of the Northwest Zonal Executive of the All Progressives Congress, APC, always APC, part of Biafra movement, APC, Biafra movement in the north, and Zonal Rally in Sokoto on Monday, he asserted that most of the people in the north had left the region for Abuja, while others had fled to neighboring countries. Why shouldn't you flee to all those places? You people are vermin. You people are very, very bad human beings. Please come and take the fake Biafrans with you that you have planted in our midst. Ndi Achineke ga akpọku, useless people. We continue. Australian negotiator, the Northern Elders Forum on Monday said it was alarmed over the silence of President Goodluck Jonathan regarding the revelations made by the Australian cleric and international negotiator Dr. Stephen Davis. The Australian had alleged that former Borno State governor, in fact he could be Boko Haram governor, former Boko Haram governor of Borno State, Senator Ali Modu Sharif, and former chief of army, and there was some, oh my God. I will say it not for the final time, because every day they publish this very news, the same day we counter it. Lieutenant General Azubuike Ihejirika can never, it is unfathomable, it cannot happen, sponsor anybody. The reason why we say this all the time is that because our people are very gullible. It reminds me of people that call you over the phone. They are using the same method. You see, these people trained by APC, Bilie Ifuls, that are trained by APC. The same method that APC is using is what they use. Everybody knows that Ihejirika can never be a sponsor of Boko Haram. But the Northern Elders APC keep saying it every blessed day, dropping it, investigate. After a while, it sticks in your mind that maybe Ihejirika could be guilty. The same thing that these vagabonds are doing, these criminals, drip. They say this thing about Radio Biafra, they say that about us every blessed day. They sing it as a song. If you are stupid as some idiots in Thailand have become, you fall for their trap and then you're ensnared, you become irrelevant in Biafra. Irrelevant and a pariah. And you become irrelevant. So it is now clear, this is where they learnt it from. From APC, their headquarters in Ugawasa. That's where they learnt it from. Bunch of hungry men. Bunch of slaves abroad. Hungry, wretched people. Hunger-stricken people. I feel sorry for them. That is where they have learned from their masters. As the rampaging Boko Haram, we continue, please. As the rampaging Boko Haram insurgents continue their deadly attacks in the northern part of the zoo, we now know as Nigeria, towards Maiduguri, it appeared yesterday as if the army had given up this, with the soldiers deserting and residents fleeing the towns and villages. The soldiers are running from battle. By ordinary, this is what I say to people. Those of you that say, Yoruba people will say, oh, we won the war. Nigeria defeated Biafra. Yes. With the help of every major country in the world. Now that Britain is not on the ground to help you, now that Britain knows they cannot enforce air, land, and sea blockade against Boko Haram, but mind you, there's Boko Haram anywhere. Now the field is left open to do it man to man. Who are the ones running? Nigerian soldiers are running. Now, if Nigerian soldiers can run from ordinary Boko Haram, how can they stand against Biafran army? Is that possible? An army that was described by the French deputy ambassador as being almost immortal. That their bravery was astonishing. That the type of bravery exhibited by Biafran soldiers in the battlefield, he has never seen it before in his life. A Frenchman was saying this. How can a zoo army be able to stand Biafran soldiers when the same army is today running from a ragtag bunch of, they drink cattle blood anyway, the Hausa people? That is the news we are bringing you today On this very day, the 9th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, our numbers, as always, remains the same. The only thing that changes that when we are in London, +447831308376 becomes active. That's all. That is the number we have added today to +442081339976. That is our main line, +442081339976. That is the main Radio Biafra studio line. The other one I have just mentioned, which is +447831308376 is also there. Let us go to the line and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
376 is also there.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States. My name is Chimezie Ofegbu.
Chimezie Ofegbu. From the U.S. Which part of America are you calling from?
From Texas.
From Texas. Please go ahead.
Okule. Yes, from Texas. I'm from Okule in Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please continue.
Okay. I'm calling director to thank you for your good job and your people, Imam Mezo, Ikechukwu Enyago, and everybody. I'm thanking all of you for your good job.
Thank you.
But why I'm calling is that yesterday, my wife was in the work, and one woman, my wife is an American, so she was telling one of the Yoruba woman that she's from Biafra land. And the Yoruba woman said, no, where is Biafra? There's no Biafra. My wife said, oh, there's Biafra, because his husband is full Biafra. The woman was telling my wife that the Igbos, the Biafras wanted to take over the zoo, but they thank God that the Russians helped them to fight that war. My wife came back and was telling me that the Russians helped you guys fight, the Russians helped Nigerians to kill the Biafras. I said, yes, the Russians helped the Nigerians to kill the Biafras. He said, the Yoruba woman said it yesterday. He said, they will never allow Biafra to come in this war. But Gareto, I'm telling you now, please, what I'm telling you, I'm thanking you for all the things you are doing, you and your crew. Please do something and go home. The refinery. Gareto, go and blow that refinery. Go and blow it out. Blow the refinery. Take over those military barracks with your boys. Do tell us what you can do. Please, this is what I want to, my situation, though, please. That's what I want to tell you. That's all. Thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very much. Thank you very, very much. It's an advice we have taken on board. Biafra is coming. We are not interested in just skirmishes. We want Biafra to come.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes. I am calling from Zoo. I'm a Biafran. And I come from Azobu, in Anambra State.
Yes, and what is your name?
My chairman has been a great man, and I've been joining you. And what you are fighting for, if you are not trying to inherit billions of billions, so we want to save people from the cost that they really have faced upon their lives.
Of course. But what is your name, my dear brother? What is your name? Your name?
Okay, my name is Clemson. My name is Clemson Ebwane.
Ebwane, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm trying to say this. Where are our governors? I don't know what is happening. Can they be able to stand up and see them out and tell them what they are saying against the HDK? Where is your amazement? Or do they want to live in Yatlan land alone when they came on board? What are they doing? We not keep on harassing us, and they cannot be able to say anything except you and your men, and we who are giving you more support. So what I'm trying to say, if what the governor of Imo say, Rutas, let us actually examine him. What is he looking for? If they actually fighting for the movement of alteration of Biafra, fine, but I know this is not what they're looking for. So I mean, opinion that Mahanende should wake up. Governor should wake up and see what is ahead and fight this thing that is ahead. I want to tell you, literally, that if this war tarries in New Desert time now, we are going to have more problems in Biafra land. But I want to thank a man like you, who God has placed on top, who God has given a wonderful vision. I don't know why we should stand up and criticize you. Who can do this thing you are doing if there is no backing from us? My brother, go ahead. We are behind you. We are going to what we are going to. But all my brothers, listen to me. This betrayal should stop. Read the handwriting on the wall and stop betrayal. Give your brother support. I said some time ago, all of us will not come on this show at a time. This man is on board. Let's give him the support and see how he can be able to go about it than trying to fight him on it. And as men that fight you, may all heavens fight that person and lose that person for nothing, because you are doing a work for your own people. Thank you.
He say. Not that, it's just that these people are very poor. You know, they say a hungry man is an angry man. And when you're very poor and very jealous and very envious, it is not my fault that suits look nice on me. If I go to Primark, people that live in England know Primark, I buy a suit, it looks like an Armani. Yes, that is how God made me. It's not, I didn't make myself. Therefore, you can see what jealousy, how it eats away at the fabric of people. That is why they are poor. When I was managing people, they were still doing cleaning work. It's not my fault. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. I presume, no, we no longer have them. Our Skype lines are also open if you wish to reach us. And the barrister himself, I wish to have the barrister come back to me. We have a caller, I believe, on Skype. If you can give us his name, I'll be most grateful. Please, the caller on Skype, if you can hear me, please turn your system down. Please turn it down. Turn your system down. Turn your name. Oh my goodness me, these people, they don't understand, do they? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they have gone. That is a call from the zoo. That is how you know, that is how the zoo sounds when the line goes off. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, it's director, it's me. I'm calling from Norway. My name is Bruno Ikechi Kenga. I'm the Oslo coordinator, Zinal Oslo coordinator.
Thank you very
director,
much.
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. Ikenga, go ahead.
Okay. Director, please, I want to say, tell you thank you for the great job you're doing. I've been listening to your messages. It's like going to university. I have never seen such a wonderful university before. You have taught me a lot of things, and I'm very, very grateful to be part of this show. Director, you are doing a great job. I'm very, 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 very I thank you so much for what you are doing for the Biafran people. I mean, you are trying to save our lives, because without what you are doing, we don't have anywhere. We are going nowhere. We will remain slaves in that country.
Of course.
So I'm very, very grateful. But I want to use this opportunity now to announce our coming meeting that will be on 13th of this February coming. I'm telling all the indigenous people of Biafra living in Norway, or in Oslo, most especially, to make sure they come to this meeting, because this meeting is very important for us. The address is going to be on, at the Opstal Sylvain, number 118B. So please, try to make sure you come to this meeting. If you are missing your way, you call this number. 412-563-56. I repeat. 412-563-56. Or you can call this number. 912-56-518. 512-58-581. Thank you. And
thank
keep on
you.
Doing what you're doing. We
of
are behind
course,
you.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
We are relenting. Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you very, very much. And keep listening, please. I'm not saying goodbye to you, so you can drop off. The barrister has rejoined me. Barrister Mamizu, can you hear me?
Yes, director. And of course, I heard everything you say, the news, the analysis. We are here to produce, director. First of all, let me sympathize with my uncle from my place
Owala, or rather, the Professor Njokobi, that family, they produce all professors we have in Orada land. That's next door to my own village. He's my uncle. It's a shame. And I hope the man will come back intact without any destruction to his life or any damage to his own person. It's a shame that Imo State, where Malam Lochas Okorocha is presiding, has eventually turned to this level. Imo State, especially where it used to be, a place we are always proud of. But since Rocha stepped in, a lot of evil has been seeping in, coming in gradually. And the people of Imo State cannot wait for Rocha to vacate that particular office. He's a Muslim, he's a Malam, he's a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Therefore, there will not be any way he will look after the indigenous people of Biafra, who are predominantly 110% Christians. Director, the Quran speaks as it is. Everything you... I told you I have a Quran in my own shelf. Director, I told you this. Whatever you see them do, that is what the Quran says. Forget about when they come and tell you that Muslim is a peaceful, it's all rubbish, Director. These people are very cunning, very crafty, very slimy, very deceitful. Whatever you see Hausa Fulani Boko Haram doing on the ISIS, that is what the Quran says. Kill non-Muslims. QED. When I tell you moderate, it's all rubbish. Unless you're not literate, unless you're not bookish, you will not know all your crafty way of doing things. That is a shame, but we're here to tell them and spell it for them. One of my uncles says, if you don't know your father, he will draw it on the floor for you. We will draw it on the floor for them because we're here. We'll bring the book and tell you. They are all over the place. Call him Hejrika because Hejrika was a forceful soldier, a military man indeed. And that was why the Satan of Sokoto asked his boy, good luck or bad luck, to remove him. He was removed. And you know that the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they are very, very vengeful. Because of how he dealt with them, they want to draw blood from him. That's why they're calling him all over the place. First of all, they say they will take him to Hague for war crime. Remember, Director? That was over some few months ago.
Of course, of course. They're still on it. They're still on it. They are still.
That was not resonating. They made a U-turn. Now he is supporting Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. Babangida is there. Atiku is there. Buhari is there. Director, our people are so funny.
Director,
I always support you. What I do not support you is when you say all of them. Say few of them, then you, of course you get my vote. Because not everybody is doing all these wicked, rubbish acts.
But Barrister, I'm asking you, please. What have the Igbo... See, listen. Hausa people come, Yoruba journalists and Hausa journalists, every blessed day, they regurgitate the same garbage, the same nonsense. Ihejirika's name is like a drip, drip, drip. Every day they keep mentioning Ihejirika. Boko Haram, will somebody investigating Ihejirika? Oh, no. What did the Igbo people do? Ohaneze and that wrong one. They said, we'll take APC to task. APC today, they are calling for Ihejirika to be put. Today, not just yesterday. Then, what sanctions have these idiots come up with? So-called Ohaneze. What have they done? Ohaneze Ndiwo. Dear Ihejirika is being dragged, the name of Ihejirika, being dragged all over the place. and we keep quiet. Our people are all over just doing nothing, claiming they are Haoundi Igbo. We are Igbo people, and I am Aparindi Igbo. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. The reason why I'm saying this, Director, I tell you there's quite a lot of Igbo men and women who are very supportive of what we are doing. Some of them belong to that particular Ohanaeze Ndosi Ndiara. And some of them are well-meaning Biafrans who are not happy with what the rest are doing. But when we piggy all of them together, of course they will not be happy. The reality is, I gave an analogy yesterday when I was with Uche Mefo on air. And Director, I'll repeat it for the consumption of those who did not listen to the broadcast last night. When you get a full basin of pure water, that maybe contains about 200 or 300 liters of water, just take a teaspoon of rubbish, put it into the same basin of water. Do you know that that teaspoon of rubbish dilutes that particular pure water? Basin of water with how many 100 liters of water? But you just added only a teaspoon. That is how the world is. One or two few fake individuals will bring about the destruction of other, those who are very good, those who are well-meaning, and those who meant good. So when I talk, I say few of our people, that all of us are not fake. I know in as much as you like to claim that you're not an Igbo man, but that is your origin. Biafra, of course, we are in Biafra. But, Director, before the statement and before the advent of this Radio Biafra, I saw how you denied everything. You denied yourself of everything in order to make sure that Biafra comes. As an Igbo man, and of course as a Biafran, if everybody is like Director, we won't be struggling. I read a book, says, if all rivers became one ocean, what a mighty ocean that could be. If all trees become one huge tree, imagine. Director, as you know, in economics, there is no free market. There is no perfection in anything. But for those who are able to amend, those who are able to come forth, they blend in with the good ones, and then we forge ahead. Director, the reality about this in Hejirika, according to the law, prima facie evidence can never be established on this guy. How do you know somebody is sponsoring Boko Haram? Via oral evidence or via checking his accounts to see how a Biafran, an Igbo man.
Barrister, the thing is that the man never even mentioned the Hejirika's name.
He didn't.
His name was not even mentioned. His name was.
I have a copy of it on my phone. He did not. I listened to it over and over and over again. He did not. This is what media does, Director.
And I not said, media, it's Yoruba. And the Hausa are not just media.
Yoruba media, isn't it?
And Hausa.
It's Yoruba media. Media, their newspaper, everything they write. But thank God we are here now to rebuff and to rebuttal anything they put across to us. Director, imagine we are not existing.
Also,
how catastrophic it would have been for our people.
Disaster.
How blind our people would have been kept in darkness, wallowing in ignorance. But Radio Biafra is here now to remove all these fallacious statements that is coming from those who do not like us. Of course, Yoruba will say anything. Yoruba don't want you to move away, because if you move away, they have nobody to hold. Then the House of Fulani Boko Haram will deal with them directly. The Yorubas are using us as Ola. The moment we're out of the scene, all of them will run abroad. The House of Fulani Boko Haram will not only occupy their own lands, they will come to Yoruba land to dwell. And of course, we'll put a very heavy metal wall so that they will not penetrate or pass. If they come by air, we will deal with them.
What are they coming to do? Let them give us Biafra.
What a shame.
Let them just stand aside. Not even give us. Let them stand aside, barrister, and see what we are capable of doing. We're not asking them, don't do anything. Don't give us anything. Just stand aside and see what we are capable of doing.
Absolutely. Director, you know what? The Yorubas are doing their best to milk with us. That is why if the dowry of an Igbo woman is 20,000, a Yoruba man is prepared to pay 100,000 in order to get an Igbo woman. Why? They want to see us unite with them. But of course, the goat, a sheep is a sheep. You can never put this together. Impossible. Yoruba and Hausa Fulani Boko Haram made our position the way it is. And we are struggling extraordinarily to bring about our people and to make sure that Biafra will live now and ever after. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We continue here. I don't quite understand this news that Chinedu Moba sent to me. Breaking news. Ex-Abia governor fingers over Dimba Igwe's mistress. This is Dimba Igwe that they just killed. They just killed him off. They sent somebody to kill him in Lagos where he was jogging. He was a renowned journalist. They said that all Jews or Carlo may have had a hand in the killing of this very man. Let us see. They are pointing at Carlo. They said Ojo's or Carlo may have had a hand in the killing of Dimba. You know, our people, they remind me of these wretched vultures trying to plan a meeting in Barcelona. And they are an aging HGM meeting. These people, I don't know. I believe it. The reason why I believe it is because most of you don't quite know. There is one particular Mr. Machuku Anengwa man that Ojo's or Carlo hired during his SDP days. This man was washed in acid. The person that committed this atrocious crime was thrown into jail. The first thing that Ojo's or Carlo did was to release him when he was made the governor. So killing to them is not easy. They killed my own cousin. They killed him, Lawrence Anosike, from Omo, my own cousin, Lawrence Anosike Delo. They killed Lawrence Anosike. What crime did he commit? Ojo's or Carlo's mother ordered for the killing of Lawrence Anosike because as the secretary to Ikuano local government area, he refused to release the local government budgeted allocation to Ojo's or Carlo's mom. Assassins came to my village and shot him dead. Lawrence Anosike. That was how he died. A very strong man, enterprising man, a bufoye. Who killed him? Janice, Carlo, Ojo's or Carlo, mother, excellency. So killing doesn't come hard to them. They do it all the time. They knock off people. Kill people here and there. They cannot kill Hausa Fulani. You see, that is the thing about Igbo people that I find fascinating. When you see them shouting and saying this and that, the people, these are vagabonds anyway. They have not killed any Hausa person. That's why I used to ask Wasrike, how many Hausa people have you actually kidnapped before? But you specialize in kidnapping Igbo people because people gave you the benefit of the doubt. You gave them kidnapping. Ojo's or Carlo, all these political assassinations, Chimaruke, Mbadinuju, or whatever the idiot's name is. All these Igbo politicians, you specialize in killing your own kind, which is the worst kind of cowardice. Therefore, even when Dimba died, I knew it immediately that he had a hand in it. Dimba Igwe. They said some newspaper is now deserted, that people are no longer there. That is what they're saying today. That Ojo's or Carlo has a hand in it. Because Dimba left because of his unprofessional style. The man had to leave, but today he's dead. And may his soul rest in peace. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. I forgot to tell the barrister, of course he's listening, that we are now in Wales. People will know that Dr. Okedo Sokwe goes to Wales to go and work and he will call us from there. But today, a brother rang up from Wales. No, he didn't ring. He inboxed me. He said that he wants to start a Biafran chapter in Wales that we should try and give him information to do so. Another brother came up from South Korea to say, I am struggling in South Korea. I need help to break through. You see, that is why I said you should stop worrying. The more these wretched poor men talk about us, the more popular we become. Because people who don't know us, we want to come and, you know, come and get in their honey group. And they come to us, they listen to our gospel, and they stay. You see? So it's a very good thing. Every publicity is good publicity, believe you me. Even when these idiots who are very hungry are running all over the place, saying one thing or the other, people are coming to us. And by this time next week, we'll have a very formidable presence in Wales. We will be stronger in South Korea. Please let them keep talking. We welcome it. We love it. Until we meet them where it counts. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. When they see us wearing Primark suit, they say it is Armani because Chukwu Abiyama. I said Chukwu Abiyama called us. They didn't believe us. Unless you're called by Chukwu Abiyama, there is no way you can make a Primark suit turn into Armani. It's impossible. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, Adiabra, for sending this news to me, Chinedumo Oba. You are absolutely right. You are correct. What you are saying, telling us is true. It is true, of course. All Jews or Carlo must have had a hand in the killing of Dimba Igwe. Quote me anywhere. That's the type of person he is. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, is there any way you can hear me?
Yes, are you talking to me, director?
I am talking to you. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Benjamin Okeke, Miri himself from Sweden.
You're a very great man. You were there with me in Stockholm. You also came to Malmo. Your commitment to your country is unquestionable. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you once again because your trip in Sweden, you have left a remarkable print and unshakable things here in Sweden. It's like that formidability you are talking about. We will do everything to see that it is ascertained here in Sweden. And I'm assuring you that we will do everything possible so that Sweden will be as formidable as it's supposed to be.
I trust you, people.
So that's my what I want to say for today, because I don't need to ask questions, because I know you are truthful indeed. And in short, that you are our director, really. And I'm in love of that.
Namgoziegi, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable. Unstoppable. By the grace of God, by this time, in a few days' time, I would have met the president of Catalonia. I will have a discussion with him. My brother said in the morning, why don't I arrange a football match? We shall go back to them and ask them to at least have a tribute match to remember the Biafra Football Club of Catalonia. People don't know why we like them so much. And I must also commend the work that the family in Spain are doing. From the head of the directorate to the very last person, all of you, your handiwork is immense. That we are in a position where we want Biafrans to descend upon Barcelona, one Nechi, on the 11th, Biafrans from everywhere in Europe and around the world. You know, when we call a meeting, people attend. We don't beg people to come to a meeting. Only one announcement, and it reverberates all over the world. Chukwu Abiyama is with us. He must come with us because Biafra is his. If Biafra doesn't come, his name will not be worshipped the way he wants it to be done. Therefore, you see, we are in a win-win situation. Chukwu Abiyama needs to remind humanity that he is God. The only way he can do it is by doing the impossible. They say he is a God of impossible. In fact, the impossible becomes possible. Therefore, even though they say that Biafra will not emerge, Biafra must come in truth and honesty because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The people are not paying attention. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, loud and clear. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
My name is Obianuchi Onyebuchi. I'm from Ikwe Ezobago. And I'm calling from Milton Keynes in England.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you, Director Nambi, for your good work.
Thank
and all the editorial members of Radio Biafra, Uche Mefo, Sister Nita Nimogu, and our people back home. You guys are doing a great job, and I thank God that he's been leading you for all your journey. Journey mercies he's granted. I thank him. I know that he's going to give us Biafra. Biafra is on the way. It's just a matter of time. I want to use this opportunity to encourage our women in United Kingdom. We had our meeting on Saturday, and it was successful. I want to call other women. If you missed the meeting, the last meeting, and the next one will be coming up on Saturday, the 20th of September, 8 p.m. via Skype. Please do come out and join us. I know that there are many women in United Kingdom. If you're a student, a housewife, girlfriend to a Biafran or a partner or a wife, you know, you can come and join us. The forum is for you. All you need to do is to add us on Skype. The Skype name is UJUEMEKA06, all together. UJUEMEKA06, all together. Or 3163, all together. You can also contact us on 07908-444-800. Please do come and join us, that we work together and we get Biafra. Thank you very much, Nnamdi Kanu, for your good work. May God continue to guide and protect you. In Jesus' name.
Ise. Thank you very much for that, my dear sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. Our work is relentless. We must continue to do so in the full knowledge that Chukwa Biama is God. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can hear static.
Hello?
I've been talking to you for the past heaven knows how long. What is your name? Where are you calling us from?
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Onyema. I'm calling from Switzerland.
Onyema, who? What is your father's name?
My name is Onyema Woman. I'm from Amucha in Imo State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
I want to thank both Ibrahim Mezu, our able law, attorney at law. I want to thank all the Biafran crew members working with you. I want to thank everybody, mostly you, director. You are teaching us a lot of things which we don't know. This Radio Biafra is like it's like the only way in this life we are coming together. I think everybody now listening to Radio Biafra, 96% of Biafrans listening to Radio Biafra, which everybody listening, and many places is about to join the Radio Biafra movement. Many places, which is many places are joining hands. So I want to use this opportunity to thank you for your good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Our work continues. We are ceaseless. We are unrelenting. And by this time next week, Wales will be rocking. And we also hope that South Korea will be able to do the same. Japan is now on a sound footing. Our people in Japan, the new leadership in Japan is proactive. They have done well in a matter of days. And very, very soon, I will also be in Japan, in Tokyo, to be precise, to preach this very gospel. That is how you know a place has arrived. When they insist that I come to see them, you know they have come of age. We will go to Japan, the land also of the rising sun, as we are, to preach this very gospel. And any day we touch down in Japan, you know that Biafra is only a few months away. So says the Lord of hosts. We know that for certain because this is Radio Biafra. News I imagine, and the type of news I get here, and I must also be very grateful to our dear brother, Jay Dozier, whom I'll be seeing in the next few days, for the great work that they are doing. I'll go to that news later. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, my goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Please, good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Jordan. I'm calling from the United States. I'm from Salaka government.
You will give me 1 minute, Obinna. Please go ahead. 1 minute only, please, if you may. Others are trying to call. I'm grateful you get through all the time, which is fantastic. But others are trying to get through as well. Please go ahead. 1 minute, if you may. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Director. Thank you, Director. Director, I just want to say you are the modifier of our own time. With living. It comes a time when the whole world, they make a plan to kill to destroy the whole Jews. When they were taking the captivity, as we are today, even in the Jews. But thank God that the Mordecai stands as we stand today for our behalf. That's find the book of Esther, chapter 3, and the Esther, chapter 4, down. But let's all, Mordecai stand as we stand today. When the Esther is in a position to help, you go to the Esther. And the Esther, thank God that he did not go on the station. But the reason why I'm saying this is that please go to the people that are supposed to be. The reason they are saying all those things in the inside of Ehezrika, they thought that they think that Ehezrika will come to our to fight for the Biafra or whatsoever. That's the reason why they're making all those kind of accusations against Ehezrika.
So to stop him, so to stop him from joining us, is that why they're doing it?
Hello, sir.
Is it to stop us, is this to stop Ehezrika from joining Biafra? Is that why they're doing what they're doing, you think?
Yes, sir. That is it, sir. That is it, sir. You know, even the, I said it the other day that I called that, even this thing may not just come from, the young hearing from the ATP, it may not just come from the ATP. It may come from the so-called the Ohanese. Because they are making, they are trying all they can do to make sure they come to this Yasa movement. But I want to say to them, when this thing comes to pass, all of them, whether they like it or not, it's time for them to rise up on their feet. Because I know that the Biafra must come. Surely he must come. But Mordecai said to Esther, remember that if he did not listen, that the help will come, the help must come from somewhere. But your father's house must be destroyed. So I want to announce to as many of them that are fighting on one way or the other, that are being a position that's supposed to help. The Biafra must come. And the one Biafra comes, your father's house will not go unpunished. You must punish for what favor damage that you are causing to the Biafra. That's just my comment, my contribution, Director.
Thank you for
what you are doing for the entire member of Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. There is something that resembles a breaking news, but it is not. The time here now is approximately 8:30 p.m. in the evening at the studios of Radio Biafra. And for those of you who do not understand, there is a piece of news breaking in the Vanguard, which I must read to you. Not from Radio Biafra, but from the Vanguard. So that people in the Igbo will understand, this vote for Jonathan, I want to tell you people in the Igbo that you don't count. As the barrister will say, why do we need to talk about Jonathan? He's a Hausa man anyway. You see, people may not understand what we are doing because you don't like the truth. Most of you don't like Ezeoku. You don't like truth. When you hear the truth, you start to run helter-skelter. I'm going to read a piece of news for you so that you will understand how hopeless and foolish Igbo people truly are. I hope Barrister is listening. Sacrifice personal interest for public good, Jonathan tells Nigerians. That is the news headline. And I read, President Goodluck Jonathan has urged Nigerians to place the public interest above personal or private interest in the collective efforts to build a strong nation which would be the pride of all. Opening the 44th Annual Accountants Conference in Abuja on Tuesday, he said that although the nation was blessed with world-class professionals, but that some of them had failed to add value to the efforts towards nation building by placing their personal interest above the public good. The president, who was represented by the coordinating minister for the economy and minister of finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, said, "You must understand that professionalism means supporting good policy that is in the wider public interest, even when it does not necessarily benefit the immediate interest of you or your own association. Professionalism also demands being constructive in criticisms of policies that you do not support without personalizing issues. In the course of this week-long conference, as you revisit the ethics and body of rules governing your profession, I hope that you would also discuss these matters as they relate to the promotion of the public interest." English language doesn't make any sense, but we'll continue. That is the zoo for you. We'll continue. Now it gets more serious. "Unfortunately, I have also come across some Nigerian professionals whose actions have fallen short of professionalism in the course of my work. There are professionals who resort to blackmail and abuse of government and individuals when they fail to win contracts that are competitively bid. She's now talking about those that removed themselves Oduwa. That there are some people, Yorubas especially, when they bid for contract and you say no, Yorubas will remove you. That's what she's talking about. But we'll continue. "There are individuals, professionals who have resorted to divisive ethnic and sexist sentiments to blackmail and undermine the government when policies have not favored their narrow interests. For example, so-called professionals have attempted to undermine new approaches designed to put this country in tune with international good practice. President Jonathan said that his administration has made bold strides on several fronts in his transformation agenda, especially in the power sector, job creation, agriculture, as well as oil and gas. According to him," people must now listen very carefully, please. Please listen very attentively to what Jonathan said. "According to Jonathan, in the oil and gas, we have completed work on the important projects such as the 136-kilometer gas pipeline from Oben to Geregu, the 31-kilometer pipeline from Itoki to Olorun Shogo, and the acquisition of 250 square kilometers of 3D, which is three-dimensional seismic data for the Chad Basin. In addition, the government has also initiated the Ogidigben gas industrialization project, which will provide a petrochemical complex in Delta State." Hey, Chineke no nyebere. "On job creation, the president said that his administration created 1.2 million jobs last year and that the current focus on the power sector will change the fortunes of the monkeys in the zoo." This is what is happening. I want to, maybe some of you didn't quite get it. There is no major infrastructural project in the heartland of Biafra. There is none in Igbo land. All the gas comes from Biafra land. Everything comes from Biafra land. But they are building gas complexes in Yoruba land. Nala Yoruba. And beyond. I'll read it again for you. "In the oil and gas, we have completed work on important projects such as the 136 kilometer gas pipeline from Oben to Geregu. Where is the second Niger Bridge?" The man said, "Important projects." There is no important project going on in Igbo land. But on the Igbo, Jonathan 2015 Nisi. When I insult Igbo people, people must please excuse me and understand where I'm coming from. The stupidity of the average Igbo person is mind-boggling. They are not even remembered in Abuja. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is an Igbo name. She is the coordinating minister. I don't know what that means. Coordinating. We have coordinators for Biafra. Maybe that's where they landed. Coordinating minister for economic, whatever, rubbish and finance. Igbo woman. There is no singular capital project going on in Igbo land. Where is the second Niger Bridge? Igbos went and rushed and made Jonathan. Ekweme one. Oh no, Okaome one of Igbo land. Where is the second Niger Bridge, I ask? Therefore, our people, when we insult the stupidity of where you come from, you must understand why we do so. Not a single project going on. Where is the second Niger Bridge? Anybody telling you about Jonathan 2015, 2018, the person is a lunatic. Where is the second Niger Bridge? That is why they're afraid of us. That is why they don't want to engage in an open debate with us, because they understand that we will lay them bare. And again, we raise yoku, bahotong, truth and honesty. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra. We must preach this gospel. It must be truthful. That's what we are doing. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us with the time now, starting at approximately, how can I put it? I would say 24 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. Anytime you call us, we will be able to answer you. A lot of people have been calling us on Skype. We have not been able to take their calls. Let us go to Skype now. We have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to Biafrans all over the world. This is still Abia Sogwa, the Secretary and PRO of Biafrans in Israel. Director, you know they said when a farm owner is slow to catch a thief, the thief can cause the farm owner the thief. That's what the Fulani Hausa people are doing when it comes to matters that concerns Ihejirika. If we should look at the zoo, there is no post that a Biafran person has ever held that a person lives with a peaceful mind. It has never happened. This is what they do. Whenever you are a star, because wherever we stand out very outrightly, and they don't like it. And they will try to do whatever thing they do, not even to take you out, to pin you down, that in your next generation, you won't even dream of trying to mingle with them. The chief ape of the zoo that called himself Goodluck Jonathan said that it's the Igbos that benefited most from his his administration. That man is not just an ape. He's a retarded moron. In fact, I don't know the name that I used to classify. What have we gained, please? Is it the airport that was shut down and was turned into a stream? Not just like converted from international airport and was turned into a stream. Is it the second Niger bridge that he promised and it never come to? It has never happened. Is it our people about Ben Onwuka and whatever that has been taken to the north that nobody has ever heard about him? What is it that we have ever gained from this man? You know, when he wanted to start his political campaign, he turned his name to Ebere Azikiwe. This is the only way he can use to make the Igbos also and Biafran for us to believe that he's with us. That man is very, very stupid. This is a time, and I want to ask Mr. Director, look at the Ohanaeze Ndigbo that are representing us. Please, the billions of naira that was given to them, is there any memorial they built in the name of Biafrans, the money they collect? Was there any school built in the... was there any memorial built in the name of these Biafrans? What do they do with the money? They share the money and they go back to the Eastern State and they tell our people, please don't come back, because that's what the Hausa men will tell them. Tell your people to stay, we will calm it down. Because let me tell you the truth, Mr. Director, once our people goes back to the East, those people, their economy will drop down. What is it that is in the North? We are business inclined. Without these people cannot survive. And they want us to stay there because, one, it's not they will kill you. They will take all you have. This is what they do. And they don't want us to move immediately because it will affect them. They want to be taking us one by one, little by little, till we are no more. And the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, how can people be so callous and very, very weak to your own people? How can you watch their body being brought down, their lifeless body being brought down, and you stay at home and enjoy the money? Really? And they tell our people to stay back, and stupidly as they are and sheepishly as we are, we obey, we stay there. What kind of nonsense business are you doing? The emir ran away. Even the soldiers are taking their family out of the barracks, and our people are still there doing business. Let our people stay there. We ought to have learned our lesson. It never started now. When I was in, I know how the stomach of the pregnant woman had been bisected. The children being cut into pieces. What are you doing in the north? Is it that there are businesses in the... If they want anything from us, they should come down to the east, just like it has been happening in old days, main market and all that, and come and buy what they need. You have to bring it to their doorstep. Why are we being so stupid? And this Ohanaeze Ndigbo, it hurts me. Our people don't ask questions. They take the money. Nobody asks them, what do they do with this money they take? No memorial was built. No school was built. No hospital was built in the memory of those people. You know why they didn't pay our Biafran veterans? Why would they pay them? The Honest Ndibo have collected the money, and the people who suffered and fought this war are at home begging and crying and dying of hunger. And the Honest Ndibo are taking the. You know, when you were in Sweden, I wanted to ask the stupid man that said he was the president of Ohanes Ndibo. What is your agenda as Ohanes Ndibo? What do you have for your people? Like we, Biafrans, here now in this, you, director, you have plans for us. We are moving from stage to stage. What are the plans of these people for us? Nothing. You don't have any agenda. You don't have any plans. What you have to tell us is to stay there and do. See, our people should open their eyes if only they would understand. Look, at Good Luck is campaigning again. He's telling us we are the people that benefited most. What do we benefit? This chief ape. He will not succeed this time around. And when they're talking up for Obasanjo's son, that look at how stupid they are. You people refuse to build hospitals. And now when you get injured, you fly somebody outside. Are we so stupid? You refuse to. And what about the poor soldiers that don't have anybody to fly them abroad when they sustain injury? What happens to them? They die. Their wives become widow. Their children become fatherless. And nobody ever asks of them. How many soldiers have I ever seen their name? Or maybe they are being remembered. Not even one. I just pray that man dies on the way. This is what they do when they take our money. They think that you cannot buy life with money. And what happens? What happens after that? The death comes to your people. They think that all the cries of these people that is not being heard by God. They take the money. And what happens? Look at Erufai's son. He died. Money cannot save him. Obasanjo's son now, what is really happening? He wants to go and claim a hero. He don't know that they're waiting for him. This is, I don't feel sorry for him. Good for him. I pray he doesn't survive. Because why would I pray for him to survive? What about our people that are being killed in masses? Another thing I want to tell our people is to open their eyes very well. Especially the pages that are being opened up in Facebook. I came in contact with the one that said it's BVI, Biafran Voice International. I told him I'm going to call his name. He said his name is Ndubisi Vincent. Convincing us. Come and give him funds. I told him, if I give you money, what would you use it for? What is your agenda? Are you people not so stupid enough? He was telling us we're being blindfolded by him. I told him, tell me your agenda. If you see even what is, I told him, now you people are also in TV station. Why are you following our steps? Why don't you think, as stupid as you people are, you don't even have any agenda. Why don't you think and bring out your own program? He said, what our people should open up their eyes. These people are like, they want us as prey. They are our predators. We should open up our eyes so that we don't fall victim. Now is a time for all of us to open our eyes. Anybody that say you don't want to support Biafra, you say, look, Zuber once said in his music, you hear it on the news, you don't believe it. You see a black man on a long coat on your door, then you know that you are the next victim. Maybe then you will, if you have anybody in the north, don't listen to Ohanes Ndibo. Take your family back home and come and join what we are doing. This is all I have to say this night. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. These bunch of fools and idiots that always parade themselves as something they know they are infinitely incapable of becoming. I don't have anything to say to them. But what we can say this night is also thanks to our dear brother. We have uncovered who they actually mean as they passed, because Ihejirika's name was not mentioned. The reason why Hausa people are mentioning Hejirika's name is because they are hiding the identity of the true Boko Haram sponsor. And on Radio Biafra tonight, we announce this man's name. This is the genuine Boko Haram sponsor that the negotiator Davis was talking about. His name is Lieutenant General Abdul Rahman Bello Dambanzao. That's his name. That is the man that Hausa people are hiding. That is the man, that is the reason, that is the link to Buhari, the link to Abdul Salami Abubakar. That is the man that would make sure that the whole world knows that Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. Lieutenant General Abdul Rahman Bello Dambanzao is the last, he is the Chief of Army Staff that was sacked. He is the one. He is the one. Ihejirika retired. Dambanzao was sacked. He is the Boko Haram sponsor mentioned by Davis, the negotiator. He lives in a mansion in Kano. Very plush mansion in Kano. He is the man that is the sponsor of Boko Haram. He is the one that gave the keys to the Amorites to Boko Haram. He is the one in conjunction with Buhari that planned all of these things happening today. But they kept mentioning Ihejirika, 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 thinking that we... Oh, thank God for radio. You see why you need to support Radio Biafra? When you get into a model, we free you up. Davis was talking about Lieutenant General Abdul Rahman Bello Dambanzao and not Ihejirika. Go and find out who the man is. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you talking to me directly?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, please. I'm here in London. And my name's Woke Zike Onoha. I'm a freeborn of Amasa Ikeduru, Imo State, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
First and foremost, my big director, Honorable Dr. Imam Mezu, and I give him doctor and attorney of law, Brother Uche Mefo, and all of you. May Chukwa Biama bless and continue to guide all of you.
You say? You say?
Yes, for the point of Ohanaeze Ndiara, Nandi Merianya, the first point, what I found out in Ohanaeze since I was born is only to do merriment and to find out who has the most beautiful wife, to poison him and take over his wife. That is number one, the achievement of Ohanaeze. Number two, to betray their brothers, take money at the back and stab their brothers in front or at the back. That's number two. So, number three, I would like you, our director, our honorable director, please, could you please investigate this information I'm giving you? I've heard that the so-called Igbos have appointed another Ikemba one, bracket, named as Ebitu Kiwe. I don't know if you heard about that. This is an information I'm giving you now.
Another Ikemba.
Yes, another Ikemba, one of Igbo land. His name is Ebitu Okiwe.
Oh, God.
So, and I'm using this opportunity to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra. I can see that the Chukwe Biama is with us, and we are forwarding, and we are formidable, and no one can stop us.
Nobody.
Truly speaking, to tell you real, the Hausa people, they are confused now. They don't know what to do, because I could bear witness that only one Hausa Fulani man are entitled to have about 10 or 12 wives. They have destroyed all the women they have. They have destroyed from 6 years old girls or old child, it may be, let me put it like that.
Pedophiles.
They have destroyed them, and now they are looking for another way to find different women.
Pedophiles, there.
So,
pedophiles.
Yeah, they are now angry. They don't know where to follow. Then they are searching out to find another people, their children, their ladies, because they have destroyed their own. So this is another way they are fighting to go and decolonize another people with their Boko Haram system. That is another thing that is killing the Hausa people. So, the remaining Chibo girls, few of them they are taking, they destroy those ones, they come and take new ones. This is what they are doing. And Nigerian government is there looking at, that's keeping calm. The Ohanaeze people are there doing nothing. And in other hands again, I have a junior brother also in Kano. I leave all my properties for him. And I have warned him for more than 2 years ago that I have disowned him not to pack out from the canoe and go back home, because he's enjoying my property over there. I was a victim of 1993 Boko Haram. They call it Metasena, which you know.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Metasena.
A Hausa soldier hit me iron on the neck, and I tried to break his neck. And they are looking to get me. There I get away from that fucking zoo and move to Europe. I was 23 years when I moved out from zoo. Now I'm about 40, 44 to 45. Check how many years it is. I've been in Germany, I've been nearly all over Europe. So they are the people who put me on that run. But thank God, as it may be today, that I still stand firm and fighting for that Biafra. I was, again, a victim of Biafra war. Although I was born new that time, most of my age mates, many of them were falling to Kwashoko. But I thank God, so I thank Tukwa Biama for my father and my mother who take care of me, that I didn't fall into Biafra. I lost six brothers and sisters during the war time. Could you imagine that?
My goodness.
So, victim upon victim, and they still continue today victimizing us, the Islams. So, Director, I'm telling you, any day it happens, this is my number, just ring me. In the morning or in the afternoon, I'm going. I'm a real war. I have done my soldier in Germany, and I have done many places, okay? So this is what I have to give you. So try to find out about AB2Kiwe, the second person that covered Odimog. Thank you all, Biafrans. Thank you, everyone, every lover of Biafra and every lover of freedom fighters. And may God be with you and give you a big, steadfast love that you will achieve everything you are looking for, Biafra. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You are very, very kind, extremely kind, and I'm pleased for that. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Turn your system down. Turn it down. I can hear you and I can hear myself as well. Turn it down. Coming from the background.
Yeah. I'm calling from Malaysia, Director.
Yes, please, go ahead. Your name?
My name is Ken Anichebe. I'm from Enugu State in Ezeagu local government, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
So, Director, the last caller, what he said is right. The Crown Beauty Kiwe last month in Enri. Let's Enri give him a mantra. I watch it live. But they are speaking on their own. Ezenri is corrupted.
No, Ezenri gave him what title? Ikemba too.
Yes.
Ezenri.
Yes, I watched it. Ezenri,
do you want to answer Ikemba 3? We can give you the title.
I don't want to answer Ikemba.
You see the same Ezenri? I know how much, if you give him 5 million naira and 2 cows, you get any title you want.
My Director, the thing is that Hanez and Igbo, as they call them, are speaking in the kitchen cabinet of Goodluck Jonathan. And they are slaves to Nigeria. They are not speaking for Biafrans. They are not our mouthpiece. They are talking on their own pocket. So we should not even be putting their name on this our radio, because they are nothing, nobody to us. They are not even doing anything to us. So any Gohanes in Igbo that rise up, Ben, Professor Ben Wabeze, where is him now? Ohanese Ndibo. All of them, they don't have anything to offer us. I thank God that you come on board. You are leading us, and the things you are telling us and the thing that is happening, we all are seeing it. We don't need a society to tell us that Nigeria, this is the right time for us to get away from that country called Nigeria, the zoo. God wanted it to happen. There's more things that will happen. We haven't seen anything. Boko Haram is coming on rampage. It's just a little thing we, our people, supposed to do to get this thing that God has already given in their hand. They are there making arguments. Inland want to chop money. Inland want to do this. Inland want to do that. Who are going to do that Inland is doing? If you can do much better than Inland, why can't you come out? I hate how our people are behaving. You can't come out and do it. You do not allow the person that want to do it to do it. You are there staying in the house like a woman, gossiping. Listen, it pissed me off.
I love it, to be honest with you. I never believed in my life that will come a day when I'll be the topic of a program for the youth. I love it. Honestly speaking, I love it. Is this stopping me from doing what I'm doing? That is nonsense. These are idiots, mad people.
Understand my point. Director, I'm just looking. What is going on against this kind of people? They are not doing anything. The person that wants to do it, you are there tackling him. Okay, come and do it. You cannot do it. You just sit down and start gossiping like a woman. If a man go and fight, you woman go take story. They are women. They are not man enough. If you are woman enough, what have you done to liberate your people from this bondage we are for a long time? How many years that we fought Biafran war? Till now, we are still suffering. And there's nothing has happened. You say you be Benin. What have you been here and do? You say you sit down. What have you sit down and do?
Kora, this idea of set up by Okorocha and Diago. Look at all of them. How much? Before, let my dear brother, please, before any other thing, before they came into the struggle, how much salary were they able to command in a year? How much salary were they able to command? How much have they earned in a year? All of them put together. They are gorgy. Wretched, hungry people. What do they know? Anyway, as I said, if you give an Igbo man freedom fighting, you get Wazirike's result. That's what happens. That is, thank God I'm not Igbo. I'm a Biafran. Please, my dear brother.
All the whole electoral members of Biafra, what you people are, you guys are doing, you people are doing marvelous things. You people are opening things that are hidden. You people are putting us in a light. We are in darkness for a long time. You people, they are like an animal that falls inside a big toilet. They cannot see road. They don't want to come out from their slumber because the little money that they're stealing from your land, they are dashing you your money back and you are happy jumping up. Is it not madness? I don't like this kind of thing. People are not doing anything, that they are just criticizing what you are doing, and you cannot do that. My director, I thank you very much. I thank you very much. God will bless you. Bless your family.
Bless
your wife. And all the things you are fighting for, it must come to pass. Biafra must stand. Come rain, come sunshine. Before 2015, I believe and know that God has already get something for us in 2015. And we're going to get there. In a great Biafra. Thank God. I have greeting all to the whole Biafrans that all of us should stand up now. God has shown us the light. Let us go to the light to what God has shown us and get that our Biafra in our hand. It's not in our hand. If we miss it now, we cannot get it again.
Of course.
This is time. Everybody should stand up.
Everybody, everywhere in Wales, they are standing up. In South Korea, they are standing up. If they can stand up in North Korea, even better. Anywhere there are Biafrans, they are rising up. We are in Taiwan. We are in Vietnam. We are in Cambodia, in New Zealand. In over 88 countries and counting. And leeches are everywhere. I feel sorry for them. They are vagabonds and poor people. Wretched souls. They cannot call Radio Biafra. Can they? Only two questions and they wither away and die off. Did you or did you not ask me to allow Rocha Sokrocha to come in and I told you of my dead body? Simple. Ha balaga. Ndushi. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, I can hear you, Mr. Director. This is Chikelosi Obuana, popularly known as Ozoka. I'm calling from East London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear your voice once again. I've been very busy since all these days. I've not been coming online. I went all the way outside London for work. Well, thank God for you, Biafra. Thank God for hearing the voice of my people, Biafrans. Well, Director, permit me, because coming online is just for me to the idiot, the vagabond, the animal, calling safe good luck, Jonathan, and all these fools that have mentioned Ihejika. If I may say, well, sometimes it's good for something to happen. At least it happened for a reason, because I knew if we, the Biafrans, have gone, for instance, gone to Ifedieka of Efin for him to come out and support the struggling of we Biafrans, I believe he may sit back. But it's better sometimes let things happen. Anyway, he's still a brother to us. We cannot leave him. We should come out and fight for him, for the betterment of we Biafrans. And again, our sister, is it the third or the second last caller? She has spoken very well. What about the soldiers? the Biafran soldiers that have been dying in vain. Nobody speak for them.
We did on the 30th of May. We remembered our dead soldiers. We built a cenotaph for them, which Ohaneze, Owazurike, and Jonathan decided to go and vandalize.
And again, nobody remembered them. But look at the idiots, the Obasanjo that took all the money belongs to the Nigerians, build the otter farm, go to Lagos and see how the otter farm, how massive it was, how massive it is. People are talking about Nwa Obasanjo, because all deserve long in Jesus' name. And again, this Ohaneze Ndugine, and if we Ohaneze Ndibo, let's stop calling it Ohaneze Ndibo, because they are not doing anything for we Biafrans. These people have never, for the first time, fight for the betterment of we Biafrans. What have they done? No education, no tap, no electric, there's nothing, there's no contribution. Go to Northern State, that is the zoo, call not. They can even see a good road, good roundabout. What can we boast of? And these people are talking about Ohaneze. Oh my God. I keep on saying it. I've been narrating this very story. One day it will happen. All those evil people call themselves Ohaneze Ndilo, Ohaneze Ndala, or whatever that is their name. Let them back off. Let them back off. The hour has come. The time is now very near for them to do what? Start buckling their shoe and look for the nearest country, the nearest border, the nearest wherever they will do what? Locate. Because that very land, Biafra land, will never contain them. Biafra, I will stop here. And I give thanks to Almighty God for keeping you alive. I overheard last time, was it 3 days ago or 4 days ago, the man that called from a United States, if I'm not mistaken, saying people are threatening, they're going to assassinate you or whatever. Oh my God. Director, you have been covered with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing will ever happen to you.
I feel sorry.
Nothing will ever happen to you. Those people, where are these people? Where have they been? If these people feel they know how to shoot guns, let them go to Northern States and stop the Boko Haram. If these people feel that they know how to assassinate, where is the IBB? Where is Ibrahim Badamasi Bangida? Where is Atiku Abubakar? The people that have been stolen our money. You people never assassinate them. You people never kidnap them. What a shame to we Biafrans. What a shame to those foolish evils being in order that in exile that cannot even come back to that very zoo called Nigeria and boast of their lives. They are outside talking shit, talking rubbish. Biafra must surely stand it. In Jesus' name.
He said. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are all the way broadcasting from here this very evening at the headquarters. Of course, we are transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity. Wherever you are, you must be able to hear us. In fact, things are happening on Radio Biafra. Here we reveal things that you never knew was possible. This night we are announcing the name of the man that was sacked by Jonathan, who is the sponsor of Boko Haram, mentioned by the Australian negotiator, Reverend Davis. His name is Abdul Rahman Bello Dambanzao. He moved into his completed mansion. When was this story written? He built all the money he stole from the army. Look at his rise in the army. That leads him all the way back to Buhari. Everything you need to know, we tell you here on Radio Biafra. Everything. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Radio Biafra, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, Director, this is Chinasha Oru. I'm calling from Kuwait.
From Kuwait. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, yeah. Your radio station, all our radio station. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Yeah, Director, I think I need your more blessing wherever you, because you have people like this, making moves, talking to our people, do some pamphlets to tell them about Radio Biafra. But I realized something, that as I continue to preach this gospel, I'm, to my greatest surprise, I saw some people who say they are Igbo people. When I was preaching the gospel, one of them has the guts to tell me that it is the right of the Hausa people to rule Nigeria. And another one told me that that whatever is given to us in that country, Biafra, that we should accept it. An Igbo man. I told him why. He bring up all kind of excuses. And at the end of the day, I tried to ask him, where were you born? He told me he was born in Lagos. And his father was born in Lagos. I said, okay, it was a mistake. I said it was a mistake, yes, to tell you this kind of story. And also another one I was fighting over issues. I told him, why is it that the Arewa will raise their flag? Boko Haram raised their flag. Oduduwa raised their flag. But whenever Biafra is mentioned, it's like sending fire to you people's nerves. He told me, you know, Biafra wanted to annex Calabar, annex Edo, annex this. I told him, who is saying all these kind of lies? I told him, it's just that you people don't want to know what is really happening. I told him, how many people have Igbo people killed in Edo, in Rivers, all these places you say the Biafrans want to annex? I told him, the problem is this. Until you people decide to tell yourself the truth, that any nation built on lies can never stand the test of time. And because most of them are surprised, how many, some say, well, if I am brainwashed, if I'm brainwashed in the name of the actor, it is better. So, director, I am making a move. I did some pamphlets, I did some printers, and I'm happy I'm making very strong move. And maybe in the near future, I pray that you will be here and spread this gospel. I told them, at my age, I'm getting closer to 40, so don't call me a youth again. I'm already an elder. Because if you say the elders, our elders can get, I don't know who is the elder again. If Ohanaeze Ndiara, Mohanaeze Ndigbo cannot get something tangible for us. Look at the airport in Enugu. Look at how it is being flooded. And some say we can manage it. But, director, please, this work. We do not have any role model. Although Christ is our role model, but you have given people like us hope that we can stand and talk without fear of anything. And we are not reaching anything. I told them, anybody should not talk about Nigeria to me. If you want really for us to go in the same way, now you are raising radicals for Biafra. And on this, we stand. Thank you, director. Continue to do this work. We are really on your train. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. And thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. We have a caller on the phone. The one on the phone, first of all, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, what is your name and where are you calling us from? Please, this is Radio Biafra.
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth who?
My name is Elizabeth Uwobi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much.
Uwobi.
Which part of Biafra land do you come from? Hello? Elizabeth, which part of Biafra land do you come from? Where do you come from in Biafra land? Where do you come from?
I am married to a Biafra man.
Okay. Thank you very much. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Please don't stop. Just go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay, I am from Yoruba land and I've always been listening to the Radio Biafra with my husband every time.
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I listen to the program every time, and there is only one question that I always ask my husband.
Yes.
I always ask him that I support everything that is going on, and I pray that the Biafran land will come to realization. I have 3 kids for my husband, and I keep asking him, so when the Biafran land comes, and the way the Yorubas are being painted, or let me say the way they are being described, I am not against it, and I am not in support of anything. Mm-hmm. But I just want to know, what is the fate of the other tribes that are married to Biafrans, and I don't know what is going to happen to them when the Biafra land comes to realization. That is why I'm calling.
You are married to a Biafran. You want to come to Biafra land.
Yes, my husband is from Anambra.
Good. That makes you also a Biafran. We have said it before. I said this thing in Norway. I said it in Sweden. Everybody married to a Biafran, male or female, you can bring them to Biafra land with your children. They are bona fide Biafran. Through your husband, you have merited to be called a Biafran. It's as simple as that. You will see you as a Biafran because you are married to a Biafran. That is how simplistic it is. Because you are married to a Biafran, you are a Biafran. That is how we see you.
Okay.
And those three lovely children you have for us, they belong to us as well. They are Biafrans. You will come to Biafra land.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Everybody comes to Biafra land. We will take all of them. After that's our name, Biafra, come and join. That's what we mean. But to be in the same country with Yorundi Yoruba, Mbana, and MNKM, it's impossible. Thank you very much, my dear sister. This is your platform, your radio station, Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I am John Kelechi. I come from Imo State, Owerri.
And
I reside in Indonesia.
Indonesia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I appreciate your effort. I want to thank you for your endeavor, for your for the things you fighting for. You are just like Jesus Christ, who came to die to save his people. Yeah, you really God sent. You've come to save the Biafra. I want to thank you once again, because what you are doing is not an easy job. And for you standing firm in truth and in reality, we believe Biafra will stand. And we will support you in any angle. Before I was having doubt. I have double-minded. But since I started listening to Radio Biafra, I am convinced, and there is nothing can stop Biafra. Nobody born of...
I'm telling you,
yeah. Nobody born of man, of woman,
they don't understand.
That can stop Biafra. It's a spiritual thing that, yes, when you look at it, when you have foresight, you look at it, you will understand that, yes, this is spiritual, and God have approved it. Nobody can stop it. Even the government, America or wherever, nobody can stop it. We will support you in any way that we can support you.
Thank you.
In Indonesia here, the coordinator is really doing good. He has been trying to let people know that this is real, but most of all, sometimes, you know, we have that. But since I started listening to this Radio Biafra, I am really happy, and I want to say once more, thank you for all your effort. As long as God liveth, Biafra must stand.
Yes, sir.
The Scottish, they want to have their own freedom. And they believe is that as soon as they have their own freedom, we must have our own freedom too. If Britain can ask them to, can tell them whatever they want, they will give to them. That is how the idiot, so-called Nigerian, will ask us, what do we want? Exactly, that is how they will ask us, by the grace of God. I understand that very soon you will be coming to Indonesia. I will be very, very happy and pleased to welcome you in any way I can support. From today, I have to make an arrangement how to support the Biafrans in Indonesia to make sure that everything we're planning must be successful. Once more again, I really want to thank you because I see you like a godsend. You are just like Christ, who have come to give up his life to save his people. Yes, you are really a godsend. We're not talking about Owazurike. He's a betrayer. He's Judas the carrot. He can only he take money to sell his master, to sell his own people, to sell his own priority. But in your own kind, you are just Jesus Christ. You've come to save your people. And I say, may God grant you more strength, more able to carry on in truth and in spirit. Nothing will happen to you. You will live long. You will stand to defend that Biafra. And by the grace of God, Biafra must stand. No Jupiter can stop it.
Nobody.
No Jupiter can stop it. No matter what they do. Boko Haram or whatever. They are even helping the Biafra to come to materialize. They are even helping the Biafra to materialize. Boko Haram or whatever strategies they are coming with. As long as God is with us, meaning Emmanuel, no Jupiter can stop it. Nobody can stop Biafra from existing. And both spiritual, whatever, I will bring out myself to support this Biafra.
Thank you.
I pray God should give you more strength. And I can never, never, ever stop listening to Radio Biafra. Every day, I will never. May God bless you and give you more strength.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And heaven knows our work is unstoppable. You know, our people, there was this brother, and by the way, that is David, our high priest, Onisin Chuaja. Our high priest is in Germany somewhere. His name is David. I need you to make contact with me as a matter of urgency. It's about the Day of Atonement coming. Our high priest, Onyisin Chuajang, high priest himself, when he spoke on air, everywhere was on fire. I need you to inbox me. If you know David, ask him to inbox me immediately. It's important. There are some things we need to discuss. Some people will also need to reach him. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We welcome you. This is your radio station. Because you fund Radio Biafra, you support us. That is why we are able to do what we are doing. Other people are going cap in hand begging. Oh, Bikun, happen to Radio Biafra support. We can't come in again. You are a liar. How can people support you? You are a fraudster and a coward. 30th of May, I was in Enugu and I was in Otafa addressing the high command of Biafra Army. With the veterans marching past. With them giving us the flag to go into battle with. Who are you? Onyekebo. Did you not see our people at the United Nations? Did you not see us open our embassy in Catalonia? Did you not see us go and see Norwegian parliamentarians in Norway? What have you done for Biafra? What can you do? Because you are not worthy.
we are not worthy. Chukwa Biama asked us to come. Who sent you? Rochas Okorocha. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, they know that I can hear you. They know that can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Okay. My name is Chidozie Nwunzo. I am an indigenous of Isialangwa in Biafra land. I'm residing here in Jakarta. I'm not happy at all. I am boiling up with all these big fools, all these stupors who are calling from Indonesia here, blackmailing the indigenous people of Biafra here in Indonesia. The first caller in the call today in the afternoon, in the morning, Biafra land, by name, Chukwuju, he's a big fool. He says, Kaliwak and the Mutuman Abu, he's a moron. He is blackmailing us here. He has never attended our meeting for one in his life. And I have been preaching to these people to come to our meeting, and they will not come to our meeting for one day. And what they will do is to be picking their phones and Skype, fix calls from Skype, to be calling Georgia Biafra, that they are this and they are that. John Kelechi, who just called now, is John. He is my friend. John is that Judas Iscariot, which is calling Wazurike, because he doesn't attend our meeting. John made us promises and he never redeemed those promises. John is coming to our meeting. When he wants to come, he will come to our meeting and sit at the back seat, and he will not do anything. He will not participate in anything. I will open up everything when you come here. And I thank God that you are using your senses very well over these people, because they are very criminal minded. They want to find out some information, some crucial information from you. Never divulge any information to any idiot, because they want to know what is going to happen when you come, so when you are coming. Because these people, they are criminally minded, unclean spirits in the church. They are very much unclean. I have to tell you this. This is what I told him. Please mind how you answer calls from Indonesia. And anybody who calls from Indonesia, try to find out whether he or she is riding with us or not. They call to tell you that they are doing good. Do any of them do work with ITKZ? Do any of them, even Chukwudu that has called in the afternoon, does he know ITKZ? Does he know him by his name? Even before the time you called ITKZ by his name, when he said yes. I tell you that, in fact, if I am close to these two idiots now, I will bite their eyes immediately. Because
they have come to the family of Biafrans. If they have come with very clean heart, we are duty bound to accept them. If they did not accept the gospel before and now they accept the gospel, we are also duty bound to accept them. Please, you must try and understand that this is Radio Biafra and Indonesia is going to rock. Ozioma Chineke ka ege burubuga Indonesia. Eba ka ega nogba sozi. Poko eke kereli gwe no wabasi bini gwe. The Lord of hosts, Chukwa Biama, will bring down his glory in Indonesia, that the world may know that Biafra is the center of mankind. I asked white people to stand me in a debate if they can. I wrote to them that I have all the facts upon my own very hands why I know and come to believe that Biafra is the center of human consciousness. Older than anything you can ever imagine. Ancient people that they are ganging up to suppress, but the time has come, because Ugwabama said that nothing here, nothing, only fear can stop you. That is why I go to any country that I've been invited to go and preach this very gospel. I go there and I preach it. I meet Ohanes and Diatron and Diara, and I preach the same gospel. I tell them who they are in front of their faces. Because the time has come. So says the Lord of hosts. The time has come. And Biafra must come. You're going to get Biafra, man. Who is the person? People are daft. They're about to find out the very difficult way. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, director.
Yes, please go ahead. What is your name and where you're calling from? Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Damien Njoku. I'm calling from Lincolnshire.
From Lincolnshire?
North East Lincolnshire.
What is the name of the town? What is the name of the closest town?
It's called Grimsby.
Grimsby, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the good work you are doing. And you just mentioned the name of the guy who is actually sponsoring Boko Haram. I would like you to put that name on Facebook and let's devote tomorrow to tweet on that all over the world. The world must hear about it, not just Nigerians, the whole world. And as a form of encouragement as well, I just want to tell you that you are doing a great job and the whole world is hearing it. This is just like a confirmation. I have a friend who lives, a lecturer, who lives in Bariloche in Argentina. We school together in Holland. And I did made a post on Facebook about the Biafra program. And this lady inboxed me and confirmed to me that actually that they do listen to Radio Biafra in Bariloche in Argentina.
Are you serious? A lady from Argentina said they listen to Radio Biafra. Is she an Igbo woman?
No, Argentine lady. She texted me and said they don't listen. And I was wondering, I've been thinking about this and I'm trying to figure it out. Because what happened, she read my post on my announcement about Radio Biafra program. And she wrote me back and said, look, do you know that we do listen to Radio Biafra in Bariloche in Argentina?
The whole world listens. When I told you before, people thought I was joking, that the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. Obama is listening this minute. Obama is listening. Obama listens to Radio Biafra. Talk less of Umuokoko.
So, and apart from that, by the nature of work I do attend conferences and networking. Today I was in one, and the conference was supposed to start at 2:30, but we got there around 1:30. And we sat somewhere, of course, I was the only black guy among the whole white people, community, scientists, lecturers, bankers, scientists. So we are just chatting, being the only black guy there, most of them took attention where I was, and they were trying to find out where I'm from. So one of them came to me, and was speaking to me, and this guy saw her, a British guy who had lived in Africa for 16 years. He worked in Africa for 16 years. I spent 6 years of the 16 years in Nigeria. So he wanted to know more about Nigeria, knowing that because I told them, they know me because of the nature that I'm in Nigeria. So he was talking, he asked me a question. I said, what about the girl that was kidnapped by Boko Haram? So I gave them a lowdown about the girl. I said, look, that was a scam. You people should have known by now. There was no single girl was kidnapped by Boko Haram. This was a scam, and I expect you British people to know. If you don't know, Americans should have confirmed to you that they were there, and they've not found any girl. They said, well, they have something like that, there's a program. They asked me a question, do I know Radio Biafra? Of course.
Are you serious? White people are asking you this question at work.
Yeah, I said, I'm actually a Biafra, so you don't need to ask me. If I do listen to Radio Biafra, so I do listen to Radio Biafra. So we spent almost 30 minutes discussing the program, Radio Biafra, and all this. I don't care what, but I have to give them lowdown about what is happening, the restoration of Biafra, and all this stuff. But this guy has also been to Port Harcourt as well. He has worked in Port Harcourt because he's a banker. So they were so delighted that we almost forgot the networking that we came for. So I'm giving you this lowdown to just give you, it's a form of encouragement and thank you to tell you that what you are doing, you might not know the magnitude of what you are doing really, but with time you will do. Because the whole world is conscious of it and they are aware of it and they are following it.
My dear brother.
There will be a time when you come out and even the ordinary fly on the road will recognize who you are. So just keep on doing what you are doing with the group. And Chukwu Abiyama will actually confirm it. It's going to be soon. More than you will ever realize, but it's going to be soon, yeah?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Where did this thing? You said somebody is listening in Argentina, and you also went for a conference here. White people confirmed that they listen to Radio Biafra. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do. British guy, as I told you, they do listen to it. And because they didn't know, because they know me, they've known me, they they know me to be a Nigerian based on the work I do here. So, but when they mentioned, I told them, look, I'm the real Biafra you're talking about. So we talked about so much on Biafra struggle, the radio station, and most of the topic you discussed so far. But so I gave them lowdown well. And
anyway,
it's a long one. I cannot discuss all here, but I just want to give you more like a testimony of what you're doing.
I know, my dear brother.
And a lecturer, this lady from Bariloche in Argentina who tested me, it's actually a professor in the university in Argentina, told me that they do listen to Radio Biafra. And for you, you know, in Argentina, they don't speak English really. They speak Spanish and Portuguese.
Yes.
But most of them, because of their level of education, because of the country they are, they speak English as well. So this to tell you the length of what you are doing, how far it's gone to, and to also encourage you to go on. Nigerians are hearing it. They might.
You mean monkeys from the zoo? You mean monkeys from the zoo are listening? Even monkeys listen as well. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. I have never been in any doubt. When our dear sister called me and said, no, we're actually somewhere at Bresimamezu Station, she said to me, do you know that Nollywood was mentioning Radio Biafra? I said, you must be joking. She said, no. I watched a Nollywood movie where one of them said to the other person that you are talking like Radio Biafra. I couldn't stop laughing. And I asked her to circulate the movie and I actually want to see it because I know the whole world is... If you go to... Call everybody that went to the confab, call them now, this minute. They will tell you a guy is sleeping or is doing something, is on the phone call. They are hiding under the bed listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens. When professors in Argentina listen, people that ndi ocha my hand, they get Radio Biafra, wuru mu okoko, na chegonya, as on how you go, ticket and jaga, meeting in Spain, and they are hungry people. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this work because you have asked us to do so. The name and the person calling us, tell us who you are, please. Nebi Sinapo, where you're calling us from. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. I beg you.
Yes, I can hear you, my honorable director. I'm trying to bring down my device. Please don't be offended. My name is Bright Chimeze. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead. One minute, if you may. 1 minute only, please. Chimeze, go ahead.
Yes. I'm trying to bring down my device. Hello, my honorable director.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Bright Chimeze. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Thank you. Go ahead. 1 minute.
Okay. I'm just trying to make a contribution, my honorable director. This evening, I had a problem here in Port Harcourt.
Ndi Boko Haram and Patago Port Harcourt. Have they come in? Boko Haram, have they come in? Abatago, I'll welcome them with chocolate and flour. I can't wait for them to come.
Karabandiara.
Go ahead.
There are people that are not in support of this Biafra thing.
Turn your system down, Brad Chimeze. You know better. Turn it down, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, please. Madareto.
My dear brother, please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you, Director. My name is Chinedu Duru. I'm calling from Spain. I'm from Awomama in Imo State. Awomama. The servant of indigenous of people of Biafra in Spain, Madrid.
Thank you.
Director, today, sometimes when I call the Biafra, I like to be, sometimes it's like my body is hot. But,
immediately.
I have had enough. I'm seeing the call that is coming to Radio Biafra this night. It's like prophecies that are all around you tonight. And something is going to happen. Let me say a speech tonight. I'm talking to all Biafrans in Spain. mostly in Madrid. Let he who is Biafran be a Biafran. Because if you think I walking on the street, being stupid, being mad, as you can see me, is only to quite Biafran know who is walking. I can never die as a thought. If you come near me, calling yourself a Biafran, while you are walking with Roger Sokorocha and Ifajuna, it's better you escape this time around. Because I will kill you and go to jail in Spain to start with before I get to that zoo or before I get to Biafran land.
My dear brother, don't even
I'm
go
coming.
To... We may ban them from having that meeting if they continue. We ban them if they come to Spain, we deal with them in Spain.
I'm coming, my director. Because what I'm seeing is more than my eye. A freedom fighter is different from a woman meeting. And it's different from organizations that I don't know. Back. I'm urging to all indigenous people of Biafra in Spain for you to rely where you're supposed to be. If you are a member of Bilier Association, prove yourself. If you want to be in this organization, you clear yourself that you have repented before you be with me. The day I collected a paper of Radio Biafra, the day I found out what is Radio Biafra, I was in Barcelona. I took it. I asked my friend, Romy, I see Nonso Ingejireka with the cheese of bar enter into the house. I collected one snap. I asked him the question. He said, it's about Radio Biafra. I said, do you sell it? He said, no. I go and steal two paper again before I come back to Madrid. Nobody tell me. Nobody push me. Nobody instruct me. I haven't heard from director because today I'm seeing myself as a graduate. And I will die if Biafra didn't come to actualize. But I will not die like a thought, I will die like a hero. So, if you people are working, any association that is working underground, coming near me in Madrid, that you will bring me down, in one way or the other, escape my movement, because you will die before my death. I will kill you and kill myself. Let that record be first in Western world. My name is Chile Duduru, from our mama in Imo State. I left in Spain. I have nothing to speak. I'm coming to Barcelona to join our brothers that is making us who we are going to be because Biafra has been ready. I'm not begging any bastard to be lost where we are because we are, even if you are so today, my sons and daughters have known what Biafra is. If they can open their eyes and know what Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra have made into our life. Even if Nnamdi Kanu come to pass today, or I come to pass, Biafra must come to exist. And I come out that Biafra must come to exist. I come to keep my life, to live my life, for Biafra to stay. And it must come to stay. I don't want them to praise me. I told you last 3 weeks, some boys that follow from desert and enter into this Madrid. My brothers, unless they need to go, unless they dara, who they call the nerve, they carry them go to their meetings. They follow them, go to meeting and go to their music. They leave them in outside in the streets. I pick them, I keep them in my house for one more time. I shoot them, I do everything in their life. That somebody, they buy them drink. They buy drink and give them before they left where they're going today. And if all of them can come out and tell me that since I entered Radio Biafra, if Chukwu Abiyama didn't stand on my way, I never call somebody give me thankable for my house rent or how I feed my family or how I arrange myself in Zouk or Nigeria or in Biafran land or in Spanish where I am. And I will not ask a people. Let's say people hear it today. But if you are anti-Biafra, keep away from me. I'm out of you. Anything that is not how Biafra will come to pass, Nnamdi, please help me tell Madrid people the Year Association, they have monitored my house come anywhere, but any cross, any attempt, I will treat the fuck up. Still tell my national coordinator, I greet him, he's doing his work. And at the same time, Monsieur Director, I urge you, I greet the whole Biafra in the world. My director, continue your work. Chukwu Abiam will be on your side.
You see,
we are serving the Almighty God.
Of course,
not whoever they call the name. I know that we will get to this nation. Thank you, my director. Bye bye.
Thank you, well spoken. And we are coming to Spain. When we go to Spain, we meet those that matter. Men of stature. Men of timber and caliber, not rodents pleading for ticket money. People beg me to come and preach this gospel where they are. I get the finest of everything. Maybe one day, if you're like me, you'll get the same treatment that I get. But if you want me to give you a secret, first of all, travel to a holy place and go and fast. After fasting, then you pray. Ask God, what do you want of me? And then Chukwu Abiama will tell you. In your case, I'm sure he will tell you to go and hang yourself because you're not worthy to serve him. As for us, he asked us to do this job and we must do it. You see, people listen to us from all around the world because although they may not agree, one thing is certain, that here on Radio Biafra we speak the truth. I don't spare anybody. I am Igbo, but I don't spare Igbo people. I castigate myself when I do wrong. And I praise Biafrans when they do better. That is how the new Biafra is going to be. Eziokwubuntu, upon truth we stand. If they are men, don't just say the things that you say. I challenge you to an open debate, live, for free. Since most of you can't afford tickets, we'll buy tickets for you. To come to a debate. If you stay in the same debating chamber with me for 5 minutes, I will resign my commission. I know you're a man. Because after that experience, shame will not allow you to show your face again in public forever and ever. You will go and commit suicide. Because for you to do the work we do, you have to be very, very intelligent, you see. Educated. And that's one thing we have that you don't have. This is Radio Biafra. We have our people calling us from all over the world. We must accept them graciously. We must accept them the way they are because they are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We praise God with the names we give our children. Our land is so holy that we named it, oh my God, Umu Ezala, Umu Chukwu, Umu Obase, Umu Anigwe. No other place on this earth have these names. The children of the kingdom of heaven. There is no other country, not even the land of Israel, have the sort of names that we have in our place. Names that have existed for over 5,000 years. If that does not convince you that we are the children of God, I don't know what will convince you. Here we believe in reason. Here we believe in common sense. Here we believe in doing things very simple. Here we also believe that we are nothing without the mercy and the grace of God. That is who we are. We make no apologies for it. That is how we were created. Every male child on the 8th day after you were born, you were circumcised. From that day, you can no longer be an atheist, you see. You must believe in God. That is where we come from, there is no atheist. Because as long as you're a man, you are circumcised on the 8th day. That is your bond with the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Abraham had the same feeling or had the same experience at the age of 90. We experience it on the 8th day after we are born, when we are handed over to God to do with as he pleases. That time has come. We have handed ourselves over to him. And we are grateful to the Almighty for the way he continues to direct our lives. For the way he has continued to shine light where previously there was darkness. For the way he has raised us to bring hope to our people who have been rendered hopeless the way that those of them without any shred of expectation in life, those of them who have been removed from the center of affairs and consigned to the margins of society, how Biafra will bring everybody together, how Biafra will bring prosperity, how Biafra will bring genuine equality, how Biafra will bring about this, you know, illusory unity that has been eluding them for a very long time. How this same Biafra, in all its ramifications, will ensure that for once light will shine in the dark continent called Africa. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, and we're in London, please.
Yes, I am Sunday. I'm calling from Ebonyi State.
Sunday, what is your father's name? Here, everybody has a father in Biafra land.
My father's name is Akpa Sunday.
Thank you very much. I know what Mrs. Akpa, she taught me when I was in primary school at the age of 6 and 7. Mrs. Akpa did what she taught me in primary school, stayed with me till this day. She's the finest teacher I've ever met, Mrs. Akpa in Aba. I don't know if you're related. The daughter's name is Ngozi. Please go ahead.
Yes, my father is a retired teacher.
My goodness me. Is the wife, I don't think, that one Mrs. Akpa at Cameroon Road End Primary School in Aba. In Cameroon Road End Primary School. The woman on a tattoo, Mrs. Akpa, I can never forget her.
Akpa, but I wouldn't know whether it's my father, but my father is Akpa as well.
My goodness, man. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to appreciate...
Go ahead, ignore your radio and talk to us, please. Ignore the satellite you're listening to us via. Just talk to us, ignore it, because there's a time delay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I want to appreciate your program. In fact, for some time now, I've been looking for a way to get in contact with you. In fact, I must have to appreciate you. In fact, you are doing a very great job, and it's not long I started listening to this radio broadcast.
Oh my God, we've lost him. The zoo have struck once again. That is the zoo for you. That is the way things are. At the time when you least expect something, by the zoo we mean Nigeria. Nigeria is an abominable creation by one person. Incidentally, the people where Frederick Lugard comes from will be attempting to become independent from the people that created, those that asked him to go and create the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria is not a country. Nigeria is a contraption amalgamating three dominant cultures, three dominant societies, three dominant value systems, coalescing them into a melting pot of corruption and iniquitous existence. That is why nothing progresses. Everybody, anybody calling him or herself a Nigerian is a criminal. Watch yourself, or they will steal something from you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? Good evening. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you're calling us from. We are Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling us from.
This is Reverend Iken Naibe, sir.
Reverend Iken Naibe, where are you calling us from?
I am calling from Ezira, Orumba South, local government area of Kambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Please go ahead.
My director, your ways of oath will always bless and keep you, sir.
You see?
Because the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge of the Most High, as it is in Book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6.
Yes.
I have been trying to reach you for a very long time, but God has used you, the Yahweh, which you proclaim, all has used you to redeem your people. In the Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible says, for many years, Israel stayed without the true God. For so many years, Biafrans, evil stayed without the true God. And also the Bible says, as Jews and Jambres stood against Moses, social, these people today, which are so cruel or whatever, whatever, and the rest of them stood against. Brother, can you hear me?
The whole world is listening, yes. I seldom interrupt people when they speak. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So as Rocha Sokorocha, Botu Wazurike, which you call the fashion of our time, and the Bileso, those so-called Bilesma rights, so that they have stood today against the truth which you proclaim. But one thing is sure, my director, the book of John 17:17 say, sanctify them with the truth, for your word is truth. Keep it up, my director, for Yahweh will always be with you.
And
you know that after the Passover 2015, when the blood, the covenant will be shed, Biafra will be free. And the people of Yahweh will be free. God has sent you. Yahweh has sent you. And I know that the gate of hell shall not prevail. Any hand that rises against this movement must go down, says the Lord. And I believe the word of God. Since I started listening to this radio Biafra, my director, I have been a fan, even though I'm a minister of God, but I believe in freedom. God gives freedom to the people of Israel through his prophets. But today we talked about some of my fellow ministers, they're only interested in what you get from the government. But I told them, I'm not a politician. I'm not interested in whatever. But one thing I pray to Yahweh is after the atonement, we'll make peace with the Most High, which I even had when you were talking about the high priest, to give you the date. Sometimes, about few weeks ago, I inboxed you, but then the date of the atonement.
Did you?
Carlson, the date of the atonement, which I had when you talk about the...
Yes.
When you ask,
what date do you have? What is the date? Which date do you... What is the date you have?
Yeah, we have the 3rd and the 4th of October is the atonement.
But you're correct. That is the date we are using as well. We are using the 4th. You're correct. You're absolutely correct. 3rd and 4th, according to all the stellar, according to constellation and alignment of every natural force that we are aware of, is the day of atonement. We will atone. We atone every day, of course, but that day is very special. It's like having any other calendar. Please go ahead.
I believe that the Almighty, who has decided to use you as an instrument, will always be with you. Like, I always be very, very proud of you, my director. When you are not there, the engineer himself always stands for you. Also, barrister Iman Mezu. Look, I call these three young men the three wise men from the East. When both of you speak, oh, director, your voice is the voice of the Most High. God has been using this voice. Because whenever you speak, but I still pray and I ask God to give us the grace so that we can watch it on the television. The other day, which you are telling us that you are on television, I tried to get it in my phone.
We are coming on television on that platform. We will come on TV. But next time I come on TV, I put on pancake. So I'll be a lot more brighter.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We will come there. We will come via TV, of course, very, very soon. And then we'll be able to employ people to make our appearance far more credible than it was the very last time, because we try to perfect things. I try to be a perfectionist. In the new Biafra, we are going to build a fantastic civilization. Fantastic. When we talk about equality, when we talk about rule of law in the new Biafra, you have it in abundance. Nobody will be above the law. No immunity for anybody. Izu Shiganga, you steal, you go to jail. Simple. We are here this very day. Our time is running down. And we are going to do what is right before Chukwa Biaman, before man. Because he asked us to come. I did not bring myself to serve my country. I did not want to come. A series of arrests, as they will call it, spiritual arrest, I would say. I have found myself doing the thing that I know that I was born to do. And for that reason, I am grateful to the Almighty God for his mercy, for his kindness towards our lives, because only he can give us blessings. Yes, you will turn your system down, please. Turn your system down and I will pick your call. Turn your system down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Chief Onyema. I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. Go ahead, I said. Go ahead.
Okay, I told you, I sent a message for you because one brother called from Benin Republic asking where our meeting is holding.
Yes.
I called last time, but I was not getting it. But I'm trying to get the guy because I called meeting last time. There's nobody coming. They're not turning up here. All these boys here, I don't know whether they are fake.
Have you printed any flyers?
Hello, Mr. Beto.
Have you printed flyers where you are? Have you printed Radio Biafra flyers or Ask Carol Monday? Can you please inbox Carol Monday?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Please inbox Carol Monday. She will give you all the flyers you need to print and send out to people so they know that you're coming from Radio Biafra. N'ihi na mechanic ekwezighi anyị ka anyị mara ndị bụ ndị ara, ndị osi na ndị ama, ndị na-eme mpụ niile dị iche iche na-akpọkwa onwe ha ụmụ Chineke, kama n'ezie n'ezie ha abụghị ụmụ Chineke. They can never be. A lot of people are disguising themselves as Radio Biafra, trying to sound like us, trying to con people into thinking that they are us, but they're never us. There is only one indigenous people of Biafra recognized and registered at the United Nations. No other person, no other group of people in their entire existence have been able to attend a UN meeting. Oh, my dear God. How can we discuss with these people? Who are they? What have they been able to do? Nothing. There are nobody. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my honorable director.
Yes, please.
Yes, it's Bright Chimezie again, calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes, it is better now. You've turned the system down. 1 minute, please go ahead. 1 minute only, please go ahead.
Yes,
I have four more people waiting.
Yes, yes. My honorable director, I've come to realize what you keep on saying, that there are lots and lots of people that are being followed by Hassan Fulanese that are going about with the name Eagles. This evening, within the afternoon hour, I was called by somebody. I gave a flyer here in Port Harcourt to come and meet him up in the hotel that is there with some of our friends, his young friends, that wanted me to come so I can talk. Heading down there, I saw group of people, which as I was going there, I collected some of our flyers, which I hopefully to deposit in your hands. Getting down to that area, I met a lot of people, which I started sharing the flyers and all that. Two of the guys, one of them says he's from Mr. Comox, which he started interrogating me as he's a policeman, a lot of things and all that. I told him, see, if you listen to the video, you'll be well acquainted and you will understand exactly what I'm saying. I'm telling you what I know, which I preach and preach and preach. So he now referred to me and said, As long as I said, I no longer listen to other institutions that you no longer listen, that it's a new state and that I should go. I told him, say, listen, I'm not. Only now you talk about Radio Biafra or whosoever you are and all that. I will not abuse you, but one thing I will tell you for real is that you yourself will not stop Biafra from being realized. It's the true thing. So, by the record, I know sometimes I become weak by people's condemnation and all that. But when I listen to Radio Biafra, I become much, much, much better than a guy to do this work the more. Because I don't know the reason why I choose to be in this path, since I was born, I've never entangled myself with any meeting people, so-called people, whatever, group meeting or whatever, or even voting for any political party, which I've not done for one. But my spirit keep on telling me that this different thing is for real. What I keep on telling people who is listening or whosoever listening to Radio Biafra. You should keep on listening to Radio Biafra, which I hope to keep on telling you to please help us over here in Port Harcourt to keep on evangelizing, because today I receive a lot of things from some people and others, because anywhere I go to, offices I go to, I have our flyers in my pocket, which I distribute accordingly. Whosoever, be you outside, be you Yoruba, be you whosoever, be you a policeman. Like we have distributed our flyers to about 3 policemen. At the end of the day, they keep the thumb back, they were like, look at me. Somebody called me, this one are going to ask me, over. But I did what? But I know over here in the school, we have a lot of things happening. Friends, the man, all that. I'm not going to help us. Please keep on doing this work. I'm doing it. We are behind you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your line was beginning to fade out there. It was beginning to fade. Thank you very much all the same. We thank you for the hard work you do for your country, the hard work you do for our people. We are eternally grateful. We have come to the end of our scheduled program this very evening. The time here now in London is about a minute past 10 p.m. in the evening. We have been here for approximately 3 hours, and we thank each and every one of you for having listened. You must tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Tell them that you're listening. Tell them to try and listen as well. Ask them to support this very effort. We are publicly funded and publicly supported. What we are doing, the work we are doing, is geared towards saving the lives of nearly 1 billion people. Because we bring light to the world. Without Biafra, black people all over the world will be in perpetual darkness. The source of their inspiration, the source of their enlightenment, the source of their upliftment rests in the resurrection of the defunct, I would say, in the resurrection and restoration of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we thank you for having listened to us. Here we challenge ourselves. We engage in very vigorous and vibrant debates. Here, everything is done with one outcome in mind, that Biafra must be restored sooner rather than later. That is why this same Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. Chukwu Abiama is God. That's his name. He will guide, bless, nurture, keep, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. I thank you very much as we also reconvene 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, London time, the same time in my country, Biafra land. From me, from here, it is simply good evening.
strength and from all our foes.